This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Is the beginning of class 2A action here at Wells Fargo Arena, live from the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth, high above the mats, high fidelity. We've been here all day long, and tonight the nightcap, and that's 2A action. Joe Sinclair, I'm ready for this, buddy.
Hey, this is it. This is why we came, and we are rocking and rolling class 2A first round action from the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. There will not be delays, folks. We are going to roll right into these 106-pound matches. Then we'll go to 113 all the way through to the qualifiers at 285 pounds. The first round winners will advance to tomorrow's competition. If a wrestler loses in the first round, he's not finished. He has to wrestle again tonight. And the announcer here at the Wells Fargo Arena has got the crowd stirred up. It is a big crowd, nearly a packed house here at Wells Fargo Arena. Probably 10,000 people in here tonight, Jason, here to root on their 2A wrestlers. We've got a great lineup for you, folks, of Southern Iowa wrestlers, a great lineup of sponsors bringing it to you. And the first match that we're going to focus on tonight is going to be Cody Smith from Davis County, Bloomfield. He's a 23-11 junior. He'll be going up against Johnny Etherington from Charles City, and that's going to be a tough match for Cody Smith. Etherington is ranked this year at 106 pounds, and Etherington is, I believe he's ranked 10th. Etherington ranked 10th at 106, or 113, excuse me. So we got a good match there. And then we get into the Albion Blue Demons.
Buddy, it's going to be a nice long run there, and we will be on our running shoes. Shadow Lesh and Joe, his only loss comes to Jaron Glosser, and we all know how good Jaron Glosser is, and he took three times for Jaron to beat Shadow this year. So Shadow Lesh off to a big start. He wants to take one step higher up on that podium this year from a second place finish last year to a state championship.
Absolutely. Shadow Lesh, fourth ranked on the season, 48-1. Then at 126 pounds, we'll bring you Tanner Cowan from Centerville's match. He's seventh ranked, 5-2 on the young season. His two losses came at the expense of Bryce Leshen. Bryce will be competing at the bottom of the bracket. His first round opponent, ninth ranked Caleb Studebaker from Independence. But Bryce Leshen ranked there at number five. He's got a tough draw down there on the bottom of the bracket. I like Tanner Cowan's chances to advance on the top side.
What a great storyline for Tanner Cowan. You know, they come back. Last year he suffered that injury, has dealt with it this year, and now as a senior, 5-2 on the year. But those are all coming late in the season, and Bryce Leshen accounting for two of those losses.
That is right. And then we get to 132 pounds where Sheraton's Tanner Pausch, tough draw. He's got top-ranked Colton McChrystal from Sergeant Bluff in the first round. And then Bradley Irwin at the bottom of the bracket. He's 36-8. He'll go up against Jordan Challen from Greene County. No rest for the weary there. Tyler Nance, 138-pounder. He's got the number two-ranked wrestler, Zach Skopik from Spirit Lake Park. That will be your 138-pound competitors. Then we got seventh-ranked Dalton Folkerts at 145. He's going up against Landon Schuessler from North Polk Alleman. And Blue Demons might remember that Schuessler name, because when we were competing in the football districts up there, there was a Jimmy Schuessler, I'm sure. It must be some relation there at North Polk Alleman. Well,
Dalton's got the same kind of story as we just talked about with Cowan. You know, this is a kid that has dealt with injury all year long. He missed it, most of the season, and to be out here tonight is a big testament to him and his comeback.
Hey, folks, 152-pound matchup. It's going to be a barn burner between Griffin Osing, 47-1 on the season, ranked number five in the state, versus the number one undefeated Nick Georgian from Davenport Assumption. So a great matchup there for you at 152. Then we've got second-ranked Brett Leshen. He will compete against seventh-ranked Colin Barker from Osage in that 160-pound first-round match. And we're going to get you the rest of those previews later, but we're going to go down to Matt number three, where we are going to watch Cody Smith from Davis County take on Johnny Etherington from Charles City. This match being brought to you by Bloomfield Tractor and Implement. And the wrestlers are on their feet on mat number three, I do believe.
We want to invite you to send us a text to 641-931-0963, 641-931-0963. We want to hear where you're listening from tonight and give a shout-out to maybe one of your favorite wrestlers.
All right, Cody Smith's on his feet. They are just underway at 113 pounds. No score. It's Cody Smith from Davis County, Bloomfield. He's the junior with a 23-11 record going up against Johnny Etherington. Etherington, I looked at my book a little bit wrong there. He's ranked third, and he does a quick duck under, gets behind Cody Smith, and scores the first points of the match. It is Etherington from Charles City up on Cody Smith, 2-0.
Text coming in from Knoxville. Come on, Knoxville, 170 cross it and 182 Spore.
Oh, yeah, we've got Knoxville wrestlers in here in 2A this year. Knoxville on that bubble. They move up, they move down, kind of like Fairfield. But they're here in Class 2A, and they've got some ranked wrestlers that are going to compete for those Knoxville Panthers. And, hey, Knoxville Panthers, hug those radios when your Knoxville Panthers are being broadcast live here on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com live stream, and the Thunderbolt app available there at KIICradio.com. Still no more scoring here in Cody Smith's match as we count down through 30 seconds remaining in his first period. Smith from Davis County, Bloomfield, on the bottom here. Johnny Etherington trying to work a chicken wing. Works that chicken wing, kind of walks ahead. Looks like he might get enough to score a couple back points, Jason. And he does. Gets the back points. Yep, he's counting them. All right, and with 10 seconds to go, looks like we're going to get out of bounds, and that's a 3 back points, so it's 5-0 now. Etherington ahead of Cody Smith from Davis County, Bloomfield. Okay, out of time now in the first period. We'll go to the second period at 113 pounds, Class 2A, Cody Smith from Davis County, Bloomfield, trailing 5-0.
113 coming up. Shadow Leshen is on deck for Albia, so make sure you're staying right here. Go Blue Demons. The Shepherds checking in. Larry Shepherd with the text, and good luck to Grinnell's Jack Leshen from Ant Ellen Walker and all of your Holland Rake relatives.
Hey, want to shout out to Larry Shepard's mother-in-law, Marge Conway, there in the hospital at Mercy. She had a little bit of heart trouble and some lung trouble, but she's convalescing in the intensive care unit, and I don't know if her daughters have brought a radio in there for her to listen to our jock radio, but shout out to Marge for sure, and Larry, thanks for listening. Okay, Cody Smith on the bottom here. He trails now 7-0 after an escape and a takedown. Just the reversal there. Cody Smith gets reversed, and now he's rolled up into a cradle, but he does a great job to roll out of it. They get him 2 points there. A quick two. There's a 9-0 score. And now we're out of bounds. And, a nice roll through there. And Cody Smith comes out on top as they go out of bounds. So it's 9-2. 9-2. Cody Smith scores a reversal there. He covers Etherington with 1:12 to go in the second period. Etherington quickly out on an escape. Spins behind. It's a 10-2 score now with the escape by Etherington from Charles City over Cody Smith from Davis County, Bloomfield. 59 seconds remain. Second period action. We are opening round. Class 2A, 113-pounders. Folks, these wrestlers have sat around all day, the anticipation building. They weighed in here at a 5 o'clock hour, and they are ready to wrestle here. Class 2A, 113-pounders on the mat competing.
Keep an eye out for the 120 wrestlers coming out. Shadow Leshen will be probably about 10 minutes away. Right now, we're bringing you exclusive Davis County's Cody Smith.
Cody Smith from Davis County, a talented 113-pounder. He's competing against third-ranked Johnny Etherington from Charles City. He works his way to his feet here with 24 seconds to go. Can't quite get separation. And now we've got a reversal for Etherington. Etherington gets the reversal. 12-2 now. Etherington on top. Cody Smith really just real hard working, and he's not really getting outworked by Johnny Etherington.
No.
But Etherington really has the moves, folks. He's got a lot of technique. Everything that Cody Smith throws at him, he's got the counter for it.
33 wins on the season, Joe. Only 4 losses from Charles City. He's a sophomore. Let's see a few more trips to the well if he keeps wrestling like this.
Well, those guys up Northern Iowa, they bounce up up against some of those good Southern Minnesota wrestlers. And there's our storied wrestling history in the state of Minnesota. And they are, along with, I would say, Oklahoma and Iowa and Pennsylvania, in the elite class of wrestling. As we start the third period, wrestlers on their feet, and Etherington quickly in on a double leg, gets the takedown, and he's got Cody Smith rolled up getting back points, and this will be the match if he gets 3. And he does have 3. That makes it 17-2. Now Cody Smith trying to fight off his back and just not get pinned. Hey, Cody Smith, great job. You did that. You bridged right off your back there. That is a 17-2 technical fall. Call it 4 minutes and 49 seconds into the match. So Cody Smith will go to the other side of the bracket, and I'll see if 2009 is still competing, and they are on mat 2, and I'll be able to tell you who he's going to.
He's got Zach Less of West Delaware, Manchester, or Chris Hopkins of Harlan will be his next opponent in tonight's consolation matchups. Want to go back to the text line here. Cody is the only Mustang. Go Davis County. So we have them listening down in Davis County. Good luck to all the Albion grapplers from the Anderson family checking in. We want to hear from you. 641-931-0963. 641-931-0963. Send a text. Let us know where you're listening from, who you're rooting for. Glad to have you along tonight. And we're going to be moving to 120 here in just a second. Cody Smith of Davis County goes down 17-2 in a technical fall.
And, folks, we have had a barn-burning day. If you were at work today and were unable to tune in to 96.7 on your radio for Class 1A and Class 3A, we had barn-burning high school wrestling action in the first round. We had 3 sudden victory wins for Southern Iowa wrestlers. Austin Vogel there from the Pekin Panthers got it done. You listen to...
After one quarter, it's PCM 16, Albion 8, and the basketball court. We'll go to Dan Stocker a little bit later, get some updates with Big D, who's on site and on location. But right now, PCM is out in front 16-8.
But it was a beautiful day for wrestling up here at Wells Fargo Arena, the venue for the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. 8 mats on the floor of the well. We are high above the mats in high fidelity, broadcasting on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. Joe Sinclair joined here with Jason Summers. It's been a blast, Jason. And we also had an important announcement. We got the scoop on it. Joe Millage talking about Governor Branstad and Dan Gable going to join a force to try to bring the Olympics to their knees. And if anybody can do it, I think it'd be Dan Gable.
Yeah,
that's right. But we will have an interview tomorrow afternoon around 3:30 with Governor Branstad to talk about the issue of how important wrestling is, not just to the state of Iowa, but worldwide. So Governor Branstad be interviewed here on 96.7 tomorrow.
Well, that's going to be an important conversation with us. But, you know, that press conference, that's going to be a nationally, audience that they're going to be appealing to. And we'll be there at that press conference as well. Right now, we're looking for Shadow Leshen to take the mat at 120, two-way action. Then it's going to be a run time. Tanner Cowan will be on deck at 126, and then Bryce Leshen. So once we really get rolling here with the Shadow Leshen, it's going to be go time here all night long. As the texts keep coming in, good luck, Albion. Wrestlers from Julie and Caitlin Szczynski. And let's go, Tanner Cowan from Tyler, and everybody rooting for you from Cincinnati. Woohoo.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing right now. I'm down on the floor here, and you want to know how intense it feels down here? It feels so intense down here, you could cut it with a butter knife. These boys are ready to rock and roll, and I can tell you one thing right now. I don't even know what to do.
Well, Andy Robson down there on the wireless mic is going to catch the wrestlers as they come off the mat, and Appreciate you down there, Andy. Well, you're right there with it. You know, we were out, all of us are out on the mat while they're warming up, and you could see it. And each of these wrestlers, one of the interesting things, you go around and look at the different wrestlers, how each of them approach their preparation for the contest. Some are very somber, others are jovial, others are off by themselves, or you know, every kid has their own way of dealing with the pressure they're going to feel when they walk out on these mats in front of 10,000 plus people and on the biggest mat in high school wrestling.
All right. We've getting all kinds of texts in. Want to thank those listening back in Albia, Mike Gray, Sonny Schroeder and his family. Got Kevin Griffin down there. Also, Sean Woodward says thanks and way to go,
nice
all
to
of you Moravia Mohawks. I had a great chance to bump into Sean's son Jordan there. And Billy Anderson says good luck to all the Albia grapplers.
Sullinger family checking in saying go Big Blue. Show them how we roll. Mickey and Larry Davis say go Chargers. We'll be bringing that action as well. Good luck to Sheraton wrestlers. Tanner, Tyler, and Carter. Kathleen Brackett sending her well wishes. And we want to hear from you as well. 641-931-0963. The text line, 641-931-0963. We're at 113, moving to 120.
Got a second here while we wait for Shadow Leshen to come up to finish prepping you guys on what we've got at the upper weights. It'll be second-ranked Brett Leshen at 160 pounds going up against the seven-ranked Colin Barker from Osage. Then at a 270-pound weight class, opening round, Seth Davison from Fairfield. He's at the top of the bracket, 35-5 on the year. He'll be going up against Skyler Knoll from Perry. Then Jack Leshen from Grinnell. He'll compete. He's got number one seed Eric Lux from South Tamar. Not number one seed, but number one ranked. And then Aaron Crossett from Knoxville. He's a third ranked, 35-4 on the year. And then Carter Isley from Sheraton at 2A 182. He's 10th ranked. He'll go up against Reese Bohr from Dubuque Wallert. Also, Colton Spohr, he's there for the Knoxville Panthers, 8th ranked. His opponent at 282 will be Jason Goebel from West Delaware Manchester. Then we get to the heavier weights. Riley Denny, 4th ranked at Centerville, top of the bracket. He'll go up against Cale Stork from Harlan. We really don't have any great 220-pound matches that we're going to bring in. Oh, wait, we've got Jacob Meinhardt there from Fairfield.
Jacob Meinhardt.
Yeah, Jacob Meinhardt from Fairfield, 10th ranked, 32-8. We'll bring his match against Aaron Beeman from Greene County. And then at 285, it'll be Zach Davis up against Ben Burnett from Carlisle. And, boy, it'd be sweet revenge for the Albion Zach Davis to get back at Carlisle. If you remember, the Carlisle wrestler knocked out Brett Leshen last year. So let's go Zach Davis at 285. And that is the rundown for you, folks, here at Class 2A opening round action on 96.7 live from Wells Fargo. The 2013 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Give it all you got from the Fords. Good luck, Colton Spohr and Aaron Crossett, Knoxville Panthers. From Jennifer, is checking in. Chelsea Bachman says, eating some yummy bogeys and cheering on the Blue Demon wrestlers. Go Albia. And here's another one. Let's go Big Red. Good luck to all the local wrestlers. Good luck to Albia wrestlers from Brian and Gina Crawl family listening in. Felicia Hill and family listening in, along with Coach Darren Hill. Go Carter Isley of Sheraton, Iowa, from Desiree, Macy, and Carson. Boy, the phone has not stopped moving.
And we're going to apologize if we don't get everybody in because they're flying in fast and furious, folks. It is Class 2A. This is where 96.7 KIIC shines. We're also simulcasting live on 1490 KXLQ, The Jock, and want to thank all of our listeners here in Des Moines listening on The Jock.
Good luck to all the Sheraton boys rooting for you from Cedar Rapids. That's easy for me to say. Always love listening to you guys. Zach James listening in. Glad to have you along, Zach. Good luck to the Blue Demon wrestlers from Brian and Lisa Scala listening back, my Insanity partners.
Hey, all right. That's
all
great.
Right.
Hey, want to thank Hardee's of Albia for helping sponsor this 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, along with Southern Iowa Technologies. We've got sponsors from Sigourney Tractor and Implement, Centerville Tractor and Implement, and Bloomfield Tractor and Implement, your family of John Deere dealers in Southern Iowa.
Well, the Southern Iowa Technology text line is who's sponsoring all these texts tonight. It's
hey,
Larry Shepard.
Thanks, Larry Shepard. Absolutely.
Iowa Technology.
Also, hey, here we go. We're getting up into the 2020s, about three matches away from Shadow Election. That'll come in about 3 or 4 minutes. So I want to thank Ajinomo Heartland for the bandwidth here. They produce animal nutrition for North America there at their plant in Eddyville. Also, Falvey Lumber. Falvey Lumber in Albia is ready to help you with all your building needs. Also want to thank Barker Implement, your John Deere dealership in Albia, and the Sheraton Valley Rural Electrification Corporation, Sheraton Valley REC. Be sure to call One Call for utility locations before you dig anything.
How about our friends over at Hy-Vee in Albia? Proud to be the number one supporter of juvenile diabetes each year, and there's no doubt about that, and they'll be looking to raise some more money this year. Monroe County Hospital, proud to support our community. Award-winning health care and patient satisfaction, Monroe County Hospital and Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Oskaloosa.
Can't forget about Lathrop Construction, vinyl fencing, dirt work, septic installation, whatever you need, Lathrop Construction can do it. Thanks for sponsoring Blue Demon and Southern Iowa Wrestling here on 96.7.
We are about a minute and a half away. Shadow Leshen will be walking out here momentarily. We're going to get that match to you just in a second, as he will be match number 2024. Tanner Cowan will be immediately following Shadow Leshen, likely going simultaneously, and we will make sure that we bring you both of those contests to the best of our ability live and simulcast. And we got Andy Robinson down there along the mats, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home. And Andy, you'll be catching the guys as they come off the mats and exit the arena.
Oh, I'm following the coach right now. I'm following Shadow Leshen, and you can just feel it right now.
Well, we
you
got
can
coach,
feel domination right now.
We got Coach mic'd up right now. See if we can hear Coach Winger's mic.
And if Shadow doesn't do a good job getting off the mat with a pin here against Dylan Beaver from Benton Community, there's a outside chance he'll be wrestling at the same time his brother Bryce Leshen is wrestling, because there are less than eight matches between Shadow and Bryce.
Shadow, seven. Tanner Cowan, Bryce Leshen, and then right into the 132. So we're going to be running here fast. I got Coach Winger's mic on.
Here's Shadow Leshen. Shakes the hand of his opponent, and the whistle is on, and Shadow Leshen, Albia Blue Demon, 120-pound standout, 48-1 on the season, ties up with his opponent, Dylan Beaver from Benton Community. Shadow with a very low stance.
So one. Quick, Joe. That is his
There's
key.
A shuck down. Shadow with a shuck again. Now Shadow down on his knees like a cat. Cat on the prowl, Shadow Leshen. Albie's 120-pounder on the mat. This is Iowa High School Wrestling, folks. Opening round action. Shadow Leshen in on a single leg. Nice counter there by Dylan Beaver from Benton Community.
Get your fakes going here.
You hear Coach Winger. We got him mic'd up, folks. Shadow Leshen now back to the center mat. 120 remains in his 120-pound match. Now they're tied up. Shadow pummeling with his opponent. Pushes him off the mat towards the edge of the mat. And there Shadow tries in on the single leg again. Nice counter there. And then a shot by Matt. And now underhook and out of bounds. And there's a two-point takedown for Dylan Beaver on a underhook throw, and it looked like they were called it off. The official that was on top of it called it a takedown. The official that was watching the sideline said no, it was out of bounds. So that underhook throw is not a scoring event for Dylan Beaver from Benton Community, but Shadow Leshen got caught a little bit there, and lucky for him, it was out of bounds.
Tanner Cowan in action over on the mat number eight, and he is taking on Adam Benzing of Wacon. And Cowan now out in front, 2-0. He got the early takedown.
That match just underway. You call that one there, Jason, and I'll leave it with Shadow here at 120. And there is the takedown by Beaver. He does take Shadow down with 32 seconds remaining in the first period.
Okay.
Shadow Leshen trails.
Now you're out.
All right, you hear Coach Winger telling Shadow, hey, you're out. All right, Shadow. Get set.
Up,
he's covered.
It. Get it on the mat.
Now Shadow stands up. Cross leg ride put in there by Beaver. 23 seconds remain in this 120-pound first period match. First period action for Shadow Leshen.
Shake it.
Over at 126, again, is Tanner Cowan, Centerville, out in front, 2-0. He's putting a long ride in here. Now a switch out, stand up as Adam Benzing trying to get the escape. Tanner Cowan will give up the escape. He leads 2-1, 34 seconds to go, opening period.
Shadow Leshen is ridden for the rest of the period. He will go to the second period trailing 2-0. His opponent, Beaver, gets the choice. His opponent, Beaver, gets the choice. Shadow gets the choice after Beaver defers. He's going to stay on his feet. Coach Winger admonishing Shadow to take neutral if you're going to be on offense. So let's see how Shadow does here with the second period beginning. Leshen trailing 2-0.
Tanner Cowan out in front, 2-1 at 126 for Centerville. Over Adam Benzing, 12 seconds
back
to
out.
Go. Center of the mat.
Ankle pick attempt there by Shadow Leshen. Countered right back by Beaver. And, folks, there is a great wrestling match going on here at 120 pounds.
Keep moving.
There's a shot in there on the other mat as time expires. Cowan will go to the second period out in front, 2-1. And we'll go back over to Shadow Leshen at 120.
Shadow Leshen, outstanding Albia junior, takes the mat on his feet now in the neutral position to start this second period. Beaver with a late takedown in the first period got the opening score. 2-0 the score for Beaver from Benton Community. Shadow Leshen from Albia on his feet. And really good job there by Beaver countering Shadow shots. Now Shadow in on a duck under, underhook. He gets the 2 points to tie it up. And Shadow Leshen puts a half Nelson in. He's a little bit high right now, folks. And he gets back on the hips. Looks like he might just cut him. Nope, there is a sit-out attempt there by Beaver. Shadow back down on the legs. Whips him down. He's on the leg now. Shadow is in control. And it looks like he's just going to take him to the edge of the mat and shove him off. And with 59
right.
seconds
hey,
to go,
good job.
It's 2-2, Shadow Leshen.
Over here, Tanner Cowan out in front, 3-1 now.
Hey,
you got the escape to come out of the second period, starting
in
the down position as he was given the choice. Cowan circle
forward,
at the middle of the mat. Here's a shot in
pressure.
There. And Cowan sprawls out, and he holds off the charge by Benzing. And Cowan leads here, 3-1, 1:12 to go, second period.
Nice job there by Tanner Cowan. We're still at a break with 59 seconds to go. 2-2 the score in the second period. And off the whistle, Shadow Leshen covers his opponent. And now it looks like Beaver from Benton Harbor couldn't quite get separation. Shadow Leshen takes him back to the mat with 48 seconds to go. Shadow Leshen riding him with the deep waist. Leshen's got the deep waist in. Now Leshen drops down to the leg after a stand-up. And he's going to dump him on his back. Up, no, he's got out. He's got out. With 34 seconds to go, they're on their feet again. Shadow checks the clock.
Tanner Cowan with a takedown. Now out in front, 5-1. 41 seconds go, second period. Tanner putting the right in. Got the leg in. Trying to bar back the left arm. And try to turn over his opponent here with 33 seconds go, second period. Tanner Cowan, Centerville out in front, 5-1.
Great job, Tanner Cowan there. Shadow Leshen in on a double leg. Gets the takedown. And that makes the score 4-3. And Shadow's got him on his back. He's trying to turn him, but he can't quite get the back points. But with 7 seconds to go, he can ride him out and take a 4-3 lead into the third period. Shadow with a great job on that double leg takedown.
Tanner Cowan out in front, 5-1, 12 seconds to go. He's taking on Adam Benzing of Waukon. He's out in front, 5-1, 6 seconds to go, second period. Riding tough here is Tanner Cowan trying to hold on to move to the third and final period. He's going to take a 5-1 lead, Tanner Cowan of Centerville, over Adam Benzing of Waukon into the third period.
All right, we've got a caution on Shadow for jumping the whistle there. It's a 4-3 score here. Shadow Leshen leads with 1:58 remaining here in the third period. Just a whistle violation there to start it off. Shadow covers his opponent. His opponent is Dylan Beaver from Benton Community. He chose down to start the third period. Tries to hit a switch here after a roll, and Shadow does a great job staying behind him. And with a minute and 47 seconds to go, Beaver has hit three moves, a roll out, a stand up, and a switch. And Shadow trying to lock up a cradle on him with 1:39 to go.
Over here, Tanner Cowan still with the 5-1 lead. They're going to work on the score. I think they gave an escape here, but let's make sure. Cowan started in the top position. Benzing, given the choice in the third period, chose down.
Get it!
All right.
Get out the score clock. Let's get back to your action over here at 120.
With 1:21 to go, Shadow Leshen cuts Beaver. Beaver in on a shot now. It's 4-4, tied up with a minute 12 to go. Shadow Leshen circling at the center of the mat. He's got a very low center of gravity. Sizing up Dylan Beaver from Benton Community. Beaver with a 24-7 record, a very talented wrestler here. They're all talented up here at Wells Fargo Class 2A action. And there's Shadow Leshen with a shuck by, and they're out of bounds with 57 seconds to go.
He can't stop your shot.
Cowan over here at 126 from Centerville, out in front, 5-1 over Adam Benzing of Waukon. Here's a single leg shot in there by Cowan. Gets the takedown. Got to get his head out. Gets the takedown. Now he's out in front, 7-1, 1 minute to go here in the third period.
We are almost simulcasting these matches here as Shadow Leshen with 44 seconds to go. He is in a 4-4 dogfight with Dylan Beaver from Benton Community. 38 seconds remain. Shadow in on single level, gets behind, and a great chuck by Shadow Leshen. He's got 32 seconds to go, leads 6-4. He's got to hold on here for 29 seconds to advance to tomorrow's action.
Come on, Shadow Leshen.
Forward.
Tanner Cowan, 51 seconds to go out in front, 7-1 at 126 for Centerville.
All right, at Matt 7, it's going to be Bryce Leshen and Caleb Studebaker. They are just now getting ready to start over there on Matt 7. Shadow Leshen has 14 seconds to go to ride out his opponent. He cuts him. It's a 5-6 score now with 14 seconds to go. Coach Winger says, don't tie him up, Shadow. Shadow just needs to circle, and take a shot right here.
12 seconds, wow. Come on, Shadow Leshen.
There's a single leg shot in there by... There's a single leg shot in there.
Bryce Leshen getting ready to go on mat number 7. Tanner Cowan out in front here, 7-1.
Shadow Leshen advances, folks. He's got a 6-5 win. No rest for the weary. Shadow advances at 120. His brother Bryce at 126 just underway. His opponent, Caleb Studebaker from Independence. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Final 8 seconds here. Tanner Cowan walking the head, has the lead 7-1. 3 seconds, 2-1. And Tanner Cowan is going to get another South Central Conference win for Southern Iowa.
Hey,
Tanner
folks.
Cowan, 7-1 over Adam Benzing and Wacon. He'll move to the
All
championship
right.
side.
Hey, we'll just open it up here next match, okay?
All right. Bryce Leshen now in on a double leg. He's in deep. Shoots right through his opponent. He's got his head between his leg, trying to come up out the back and Shadow with the win. His brother Bryce trying to continue it. And now we've got possibly a stalemate. I got an official in my way, and I cannot quite see, but Bryce Leshen, 42-3 on the season, in there on that single leg. And can you see down there, Jason?
Yes,
I got that official in my way.
I'm seeing here that Leshen is wearing the green band. He's no score here. If 45 seconds, or about 55 seconds gone by in the opening period, they're going to have a stalemate, and they'll get right back. Leshen wearing the green.
That's what it looked like. It was going to be two great shots by Bryce Leshen in the early action. But now a shot in there by Studebaker from Independence. Good sprawl by Bryce Leshen.
Fellas, I got Shadow Leshen here real quick on his on his impressive win here in the very first round. How you feeling right now, Shadow?
Not so good after that first round. I mean, I didn't hit set up my shots, and I wasn't finishing when I needed to, and I was resting out there. I wasn't impressed.
Time to get down there and...
Well, I'll tell you one thing right now. You did a great job for the Albia Blue Demons and for yourself, so good luck in your further matches, Shadow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Andy Robinson on the wireless mic, courtesy of Tharp Winfield Funeral Home, and Tanner Pausch is on the mat for Sheraton. You got Bryce Leshen across the way. They're right across from each other.
All right. We knew it was going to be like this, folks. All the great Southern Iowa wrestlers here, South Central Conference action here on the mats all at once. It's Bryce Leshen with 18 seconds remaining. No score in the first period there at 126 pounds. Bryce has been the aggressor, taking a couple real good shots, but good counters by his opponent from Independence.
Tanner Pausch over here at 132. This match being brought to you by Sheraton Ford, Smith Body Shop, and Iowa Realty, the Sheraton broadcast. And here's a shot in there by his opponent, McChrystal from Sergeant Bluff Lutton, and countered there by Pausch, and no score.
There is also no score as the first period concludes at 126 pounds. Bryce Leshen with a bloody nose. He goes over to the blood corner. They're working on him right now, so we'll leave it with you and Sheraton.
Well, Pausch fights off a takedown move, and then a quick switch there by Colton McChrystal. He gets around to the backside, gets the takedown. He's out in front. McChrystal from Sergeant Bluff Lutton, 46-0, a senior. Undefeated season, taking on Tanner Pausch. We talked about it before we got on the air, Joe Sinclair, that this was a tough matchup for Pausch.
Absolutely a tough matchup, and in just probably about 90 seconds or so, we're going to have Bradley Irwin from Centerville going up against Jordan Challen from Greene County. So we're going to have three South Central Conference matches going all at once, and I'll keep my eye on where they're going to have that match and see if we can't mic up somebody to call that match for the exciting parts that are.
Here's a tilt put in by McChrystal over Pausch, and now a couple of back points. Did they give him the count? Nope. They gave him only a two count, so no back points earned there. 2-0, Tanner Pausch of Sheraton trailing Colton McChrystal. 3 seconds to go in the first period.
Bryce Leshen takes the mat after getting his bloody nose plugged up, and he takes the down position to start the second period. Gets a stand-up, taken back down to the mat, and now he's back up. His opponent about to get called for stalling, but just in time gets him back down to the mat. And that stand-up is working for Bryce Leshen. With 1:30 to go, he's had his third stand-up. Now he stands up, hits a switch. Not there, but he is really battling. Now he's got the stand-up. And his opponent, and that is Caleb Studebaker, gets back down on the leg. So he's got the leg elevated with 1:17 to go.
Tanner Pausch over here at 132, 20 seconds gone by, second period. Pausch trails 2-0. He started in the top position to begin this second period, and he's done a good job right in this first 30 seconds of the second period.
Studebaker with a stall call there. He was stalling on Bryce Leshen as Leshen got out of bounds. So we'll restart it with 1:10 to go. Leshen takes down. He's covered by Studebaker in a scoreless second period. 1:10 to go at 126 pounds. Class 2A action on 96.7 KIIC live from Wells Fargo Arena. 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
Tanner pass Sheraton still on top here to begin the second period. Trailed 2-0. And riding his opponent McChrystal real hard here. Crystal tries to get to his feet. Leg in by Pausch, and he, again, brings the wrestler down to the mat. 2-0 here. Tanner Pausch trailing. Let's go back to Bryce Leshen.
And Bryce does get out, finally, with 40 seconds remaining in the second period. He's out, scores the first point of the match. It's 1-0. Leshen on top of Studebaker. It's Albia, 1. Independence, 0. 29 seconds to go. Studebaker in there on a shot. Nice counter by Leshen. Leshen on his knees at the edge of the mat. Studebaker, good job, got the front headlock in there now. Leshen backing out, trying to get off the mat here with 18 seconds to go and try to preserve this 1-0 lead going into the third period.
Tanner Pausch over here really riding his opponent hard for the first 30 seconds of this second half or second period. Pausch still in there. And now his opponent, McChrystal, got to his feet. Tanner went right to that leg and that single leg, hanging on here, final 19 seconds of the second period, trying to avoid getting up an escape.
Ankle pick attempt there by Studebaker from Independence, but it doesn't work. A nice sprawl back out there by Bryce Leshen. And as time expires in the second period, we're going to go to the third. A 1-0 lead for Bryce Leshen.
Here's a reversal by McChrystal on Pausch, and McChrystal now takes a 4-0 lead. Darn it, Tanner Pausch rode him for 1 minute and 50 seconds of those 2 minutes in that second period. And now Pausch will choose the top position.
Where's the riding time in that?
Yeah, no kidding. If that was college, that'd be 1 point riding time, nearly 2.
All right, corkscrew ride in here by Bryce Leshen off the whistle at 126 pounds, and he has got Caleb Studebaker tied up in a knot right there. Now Studebaker gets out of that corkscrew, gets to his base with 135 to go. Studebaker tries to stand up. Back down on the legs is Leshen.
Bradley Irwin,
but
just
Leshen cuts him with 130 to go.
Bradley Irwin underway for Centerville, taking on Jordan Challen of Greene County. Tanner Pausch trailing here, 4-0 over on the mat number 8. Bryce Leshen trying to get it done on mat number 7. 4-0, Pausch is trailing, 1:23 to go, third period. Let's go back to Bryce Leshen.
Bryce is down there competing. He's trying to get a takedown here. A really wild shot there, and he's got behind it. He's got the leg elevated. He gets the trip, and there is should be a 2-point takedown. Nope, he doesn't quite have control yet with 59 seconds to go, but Leshen has got the single leg. He's got it elevated. He needs to get the trip, get control, brings him to the mat, gets the 2 now, and 3-1 for Bryce Leshen with 49 seconds to go. Bryce Leshen getting it done for the Albia Blue Demons. The phenom freshman takes down Caleb Studebaker from Independence to take a 3-1 lead with 39 seconds to go. He's got that corkscrew right in there. His Uncle Nick telling him what to do down there. He's still taking that ride hard.
Tanner Pausch gets reversed once again. He started in the top position. Over a minute riding time in that third period, Tanner Pausch could not do anything with McChrystal. McChrystal gets the reversal. He's out in front 6-0 over on mat number 3.
All right.
It is, I believe, Irwin who is trailing there, but we got final 29 seconds over here for Bryce Leshen.
He's riding hard, folks. Bryce Leshen, with 24 seconds to go, is riding his opponent with a 3-1 lead. He's doing a great job. He's up on the arms right now, doing everything he needs to not get called for stalling. He's got 15 ticks of the clock left to go. He can give up the escape and still have the 3-2 lead, but he's out a little bit too high right now. Can't give up that reversal here with Tyatt. But we're down under 5 seconds now, folks. Bryce Leshen, can he hang on for 5 seconds to go to tomorrow's championship action? And he does with a 3-1 win. He raises his hands in triumph. Way to go, Bryce Leshen. Now we're back here. You take Sheraton, I'll take Centerville.
Tanner Pausch will lose his opening match. Tanner gave up 3 reversals, Joe. He rode his opponent for nearly 2 minutes in that second period, over a minute in the third period, and then both times gave up those reversals. And then so he gave it 2 reversals and 2 takedowns, and he loses 8-0. But a hard-fought effort there against the undefeated Colton McChrystal, Sergeant Bluff, and Tanner Pausch will wrestle a little bit later on tonight in the wrestle back.
All right, Big Red fans, I was sneaking peeks over at your match. Bradley Irwin from Centerville taking on Jordan Challen from Greene County. It was Challen with the early takedown to take the 2-0 lead, and he got Irwin got an escape, and then another takedown for Challen. And then as time expired, that made the score 4-1. As time expired in the first period, it was a great reversal by Bradley Irwin to narrow the gap 4-3, the score now. As we go to the second period, it's live action. Bradley Irwin takes the down position. He will be covered by his Greene County opponent, Jordan Challen. It's Irwin from Centerville trailing 4-3 as we start the second period. Class 2A, 132-pound opening round action on 96.7 KIIC Thunder Country, Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Here we go, Class 2A.
Bradley Irwin trailing 4-3 here. And we're going to have Tyler Nance coming up here in just a moment.
Oh, great job by Bradley Irwin. Tried to get out almost with the leg ride put in there by Challen. Got a little tilt action, but it didn't expose his shoulders to the mat long enough. But Challen's got that leg in there. Irwin needs to clear that leg. Now guillotine attempt there by Challen with 1:24 to go. He's got the guillotine in there, tries to hit a hard cross face, and now he's trying to work a tilt. Man, Challen very aggressive on top, but he's got that leg in there. Now stand up there by Bradley Irwin. Should be a potentially dangerous. Nope. Yeah, it should be potentially dangerous, but they don't call it. And now back to the mat, and a sit-out attempt there by Bradley Irwin. Tries to grab the hip from behind. With 1:03 to go, he needs to get his leg out, cast over, and get this two-point reversal. He's got to score here from the bottom in the second period. Bradley Irwin started this period in the down position, and he has not been able to score. Now he's in danger of getting stretched out in a guillotine, but potentially dangerous there. And Bradley Irwin needs to make sure that Challen doesn't get his leg in this time, because he's a very good leg rider. He's ridden him for a minute and nine seconds so far.
And so that first move that you make from the down position is so important when you got a leg rider in there.
Yeah, you need to really close that out with your hands, maybe hit a real fast switch or something like that, and that's what he did. And it's a whistle violation on Challen. So Challen with the whistle violation there, jumped the whistle. 48 seconds remain now.
Tyler Nance will be coming up here in just a moment. That match will be brought to you by Piper's, Old Fashioned General Store, Handmade Candies and Deli, Sandwiches, and Sheraton Hardee's. But that just a moment away. Tyler Nance will be coming up right now. Bradley Irwin finds him trailing by one.
Brad Irwin set now, and his first move is to stand up. There's a leg trying to put, he brings him back now. He almost gets the reversal there, but Challen's just a little bit high, and Bradley Irwin with the sit out tries to get that sit out, but the leg gets stuck in there, and that Challen is one heck of a leg rider. Back points for Challen, and Challen gives up the leg and goes for a headlock with 26 seconds to go. He's got a three count already, and Bradley Irwin in trouble with 22 seconds to go in the second period. He needs to fight his way off his back so he can wrestle in the third period, but Bradley Irwin in trouble. It's chest to chest for Challen. He's got Bradley Irwin on his back with 12 seconds to go. He's got him stretched out. He's chest to chest, and with 10 seconds left in the second period, call the pin in 3 minutes and 50 seconds. Bradley Irwin goes down by pin, and a tough loss there for Bradley Irwin. He was very competitive in that match. Looked like he was going to be able to roll out of that leg ride that Challen had in there. Challen, a very talented wrestler there from Greene County, got it done.
37-9 was the sophomore Challen from Greene County. Bradley Irwin will move to the consolation. We'll have his match a little bit later, but we've got to be looking out for Tyler Nance of Sheraton. The junior will come out and take on Zach Skopik of Spirit Lake Park. He's a junior, 45-2 on the season. Another tough contest here for our Southern Iowa wrestlers.
Yeah, and really a heartbreak loss there for Bradley Irwin, for those folks listening down at Centerville. He really was competitive in that match. He was trailing 4-3. He was in the down position. The leg rider got in there, and Bradley just had him a little bit high and tried to get out. And when he did, he tried to roll out of it, and the leg rider cut the leg at the exact right time, caught him, and was able to turn it into a headlock and a pin for Jordan Challen there from Greene County.
Tyler Nance taking the mat here right in front of us. Nance taking on Skopik of Spirit Lake. They meet at the center of the mat, and they tie up here. This match being brought to you by Hobby Haven, Red Hall Realty, and Back Hardware.
And there is a Kelly move, just lickety slick by Zach Skopik from Spirit Lake Park, and he's got Tyler Nance on his back, scoring back points, and a lot of times you'll see that with the Kelly. It turns into a five-point move, and that's exactly what it was. Skopik gives up that Kelly now. Nance up to his base, trails 5-0 here in the early going. First period action, still 1:25 to go here. And there's a chicken wing by Skopik on Nance. Skopik, 45-2, second rank from Spirit Lake Park. Tyler Nance, a talented junior for the Sheraton Chargers, but he's in a double chicken wing. And
he's in trouble, yeah.
With a minute and 5 seconds to go,
Oh, he comes out of it.
He gets out of it, and nice job. It's 8-0 now. But, boy, give old Tyler Nance credit there. He's working hard from the bottom, doing what he can. But now he's kind of locked up on an inside cradle. It's a head in the ribs, inside cradle, and a sprint over the top for Skopik. And he's got back points coming up, and he's got locked up pretty tight this time, Jason. Don't know if he's going to be able to get the pin here with 39 seconds to go, but, boy, a very aggressive wrestler there, Zach Skopik. You can see why he's second-ranked in the state. He's got him tied up like a pretzel right now, just its legs and arms and elbows and hands everywhere. And call the pin in 1 minute and 33 seconds for Zach Skopik. Hey, Tyler Nance.
Tough draw.
Hey, you got to take it out of your mind right now, Tyler Nance, because you are going to be wrestling here in about 45 minutes or so.
Going to move to 145. Dalton Fokers will take the mat, and then Griffin Osing will likely have those wrestlers along with. We'll have Fulkerts, Osing, and Leshen coming up. Joe, once again, right back-to-back-to-back. But Dalton Fulkerts will be moving out to the mat at 145 here just momentarily as we wind down these 138 matches.
Well, you got that right. And Dalton Fulkerts, exciting wrestler for the Albie Blue Demons, 17-2 on the season. Seventh ranked, he's going to be going up against North Polk Alleman's Landon Schuessler in the next feature match here on 96.7 KIIC Thunder Country and live streaming on KIICradio.com, folks. It's been a great day of wrestling at the 2013 Iowa High School Championships here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Iowa.
We may have a second here if we can get Dan Stock or Scotty. Maybe we can catch him. We might have a few seconds to get an update on the score or get an update for our Albia basketball listeners, but... we'll get some comments from Dan. Go, Blue Demons. Good luck from Travis Patton. Good luck to all the Albie wrestlers from Carter's, Brian, Becca, Casey, and Jess. They're checking in. And go, Big Red from the Coopers. Glad to have all of you along tonight. Got so many texts coming in, and we want to get to all of them. But we are going to be running hard here in just a second.
Oh, yeah. Great day for wrestling here at Wells Fargo Arena. This is the Class 2A session, the night session. We fired this one up at 7 o'clock. The 1A started at 9 this morning.
It's okay.
And we had the 3A action started today at 3.
Been a busy, busy day. Some big matches. Seen a lot of overtime, sudden victory type of wins today. Particularly in the 3A. It was unbelievable. Austin Vogel with a big win this morning. How about those Raven Mohawk wrestlers? Both of them advance on.
Briar Cochran and Dylan Conley. And what do you got to say there, Dan Stocker, about the basketball boys?
We have Dan Stocker online. Big D gives an update.
I don't think Big D can hear us, but Big D, if you can hear me, go ahead. All right. Big D is
go back to Dan when we get him reconnected here. We're looking for Dalton Fulkerts to come out here just momentarily, Albie wrestling fans. Fulkerts will be taking on Landon Schuessler, as Joe had mentioned earlier, from North Polk. At 251 is the contest. He will be the next 145 to come out onto the mats.
A recap for you, the Southern Iowa wrestling action. Cody Smith from Bloomfield, tough loss there, but he will wrestle again here in about an hour. Shadow Leshen with an exciting win. Come from behind win for Shadow Leshen. Also winning today was Tanner Cowan and Bryce Leshen. So good job. And also Tanner Pausch and Bradley Irwin at 132 competed. They were defeated in their first round matches. And then at 138, Tyler Nance was beaten. And now we're waiting on Dalton Fulkerts. And we're also waiting on Dan Stocker.
I think we have Dan Stocker on the line. Dan, Scotty, get Dan hooked up with us. Give us a rundown.
Okay, first in the row, Albie Blue Demons taking on the DCM Mustangs. Right now, find themselves trailing 32-22 in the third quarter. 220 left in the third quarter. Had a really good first half, ended up tight. Demons tried to trap back, and then just as quick as they got within one in the third quarter, DCM went on a fast break there and got a 10-point lead. Blue Demons have the ball. Mason Cox just puts one up. It goes long. That's been the story of the third quarter. Our shots have just been missing. We've had good luck, just can't get him to drop right now.
All right, great job out of Dan Stocker getting us updated at the PCM and Albia basketball game. We're going to go to Joe Millage here in just a second and get an update after this next match. We're going to bring you, of course, Dalton Folkerts, but Jay Mill over there putting all the info into our new app, the Thunder Country Lightning Bolt app. And you can go on to your iPhone or to your Android Market and pick that app up for free, and it is absolutely state-of-the-art. I see Dalton Folkerts walk out. He grabs the red ankle band, and he puts it on. He's wearing his blue with the white stripes and lettering. Dalton Folkerts will go over and shake the hands of Schuessler. And at 1:45, we're underway. Griffin Osing will be coming out here at 1:52 in just a few moments, followed by Brett Leshin here as we bring you this exclusive Southern Iowa Wrestling.
Great job there by Dalton Folkerts in on an ankle pick. He can't quite get behind yet, but he's got him rolled up. It's a dresser dump, kind of a hybrid, and the out-of-bounds circle is stymieing Dalton Folkerts here against Schuessler, or he would have the two-point takedown, and now he kind of gets it worked around. Now Schuessler's gotten in on the leg, and we're going to probably go out of bounds here or have a stalemate called. Yep, we're out of bounds. Well, I tell you what, Dalton Folkerts in there with a big power move, looked like he was going to get the dresser dump, but had to back out of it because of the out-of-bounds circle. Now back at the center of the mat, Dalton Folkerts, Landon Schuessler, Albion versus North Polk. Single leg shot in there by Dalton Folkerts. He's got head on the inside, using it like a lever. Now, he's got his opponent, Schuessler, dumped to his butt, and he's
nice
getting the two-point takedown. There it is.
Nice job. Joe, he was really patient with that. He stayed with the pressure and was able to turn that into a takedown. Dalton Folkerts, who has spent most of this year sidelined and injured right here now on this big mat, on the big stage here at Wells Fargo Arena, out in front, 2-0, 56 seconds to go, 1:45.
Great first takedown there for Dalton Folkerts to open his career at Wells Fargo for the state championships. Good job, Dalton. All right, 45 seconds remain here, first period. Folkerts looks like he's just going to be content to ride his opponent out and try to take a 2-0 lead into the second period. Now Schuessler gets to his base. Folkerts trying to ride him with the ball and chain. He's got the arm barred on the left side. He's off the hips on the left side. And now he gets that ball and chain hooked up. He's going to try a tilt, but a great job by Schuessler. Gets his arm free just as he gets broken down, and with 22 seconds to go, Dalton Folkerts working on a chicken wing on the left side. Bars the arm on the right. His hips are thrown over on the right side. He's got the chicken wing in on the left. Gives that up now and goes with the corkscrew ride with 11 seconds to go. So Dalton Folkerts, 11 seconds to go. His opponent, Schuessler, stands up. And with 6 seconds to go, Dalton Folkerts shoves him out of bounds. And we are going to go back to the center of the mat with 3 seconds to go with Dalton Folkerts on top, 2-0. And a great job there by Folkerts fighting off that stand-up. It was a good series of moves by Schuessler, putting a couple things together, but Dalton Folkerts working hard, going to try to take a 2-0 lead, and he does. It'll be 2-0. Dalton Folkerts on top. Coin flip goes Schuessler's way. He defers. Second period will start. Dalton Folkerts selects down position, so Folkerts gets set. There's a 1 foot set of stripes at the center of the mat. Knees behind the stripe, palms in front of it. Folkerts is set. Schuessler covers, and off the whistle, it's a whistle violation, and it is a whistle violation on Green, and that would be against Schuessler. Schuessler jumped the whistle there on Dalton Folkerts. So first action for the official there, and now we've got another whistle violation, and that might have been on the official. Yeah, the official called it on himself. He might have called that first one on himself, too, a little bit slow. So
Griffin Osing on deck for Albion. That'll be coming here momentarily. But right now, it's Dalton Folkerts.
Here's a Granby roll by Folkerts. Doesn't quite get out on it, but with a switch
quick
move, he does. So a Granby, then a stand-up, and then a switch, and Folkerts is loose, and now he's in on a single leg. He's got his head on the outside. He tries to dump Schuessler onto his butt. He's got his head on the outside. If he can switch to the double, and he does. There he switches over to the double with his head on the outside, uses it like a lever, drives him to his butt, and gets control for the two-point takedown. He's got control, and there's the two. Official a little bit slow calling that, but that makes the score now 5-0. Escape and a takedown for Dalton Folkerts here in the second period to extend his lead to a 5-point margin with 1:22 to go, 145-pound Class 2A.
Can you believe 3 weeks ago we didn't even know if he'd be able to wrestle with that thumb injury, and here he finds himself out in front at 145 on the opening round of this high school wrestling tournament.
Well, he did what he had to stay in shape while he was out with the injury.
That's not easy to do.
No, but he was on the bike, he was on the treadmill, and now he's going to cut his opponent. That'll be the first score for Schuessler. The first score for Schuessler is the escape when Dalton Folkerts cuts him to start this on their feet.
Logan Cadell checking in from Knoxville saying, let's go, Albia. Sheraton fan as well. Southern Iowa fan. Shout out to Carter Isley from his cousins in Iowa City. Glad to have all of you along. But right now we're bringing you Dalton Folkers at 145, 56 seconds go, second period. Dalton Folkers out in front here.
Hey, that big KIIC footprint is reaching out to Carlisle, Iowa. The Ermlers are listening in on 96.7. They must have the radio up in the attic. There's a shot in there by Dalton Folkers with 41 seconds to go. He's in deep on an ankle pick. There's an oblique angle on the knee, and that's we're going to have potentially dangerous. And I hope Schuessler wasn't injured on that deal because it did kind of get behind before the official stopped it. But he's back on his feet, meets at the center circle, and on the restart with 37 seconds to go, he backs Dalton Folkers out of the inner circle. Now Folkers, KG, Wary, Wiley, circling, and there's a throw attempt by Schuessler, something Folkers is going to have to watch out for. Schuessler liable to try to hit anything here with a deficit, but it's still only second period. Single shot in there by Dalton Folkers, switches it off to double, dumps to his butt, and the third move in a row is the third takedown in a row for Dalton Folkers. He shot in there on the single, switched to the double, got control, dumped his opponent to his butt, and got the takedown. 7-1 the score now for Dalton Folkers. As we conclude the second period, Dalton Folkers with a commanding lead.
Yeah, he's just doing a great job, Joe. He really is being aggressive. I like his shots. He's taking nothing but methodical shots, and he's been able to finish them. Sometimes he'll get in deep like that, and you get a little impatient, but not Dalton Folkers out to a 7-1 lead here going to the third and final period. And Griffin Osing will be on deck here just momentarily. You can see him starting to work his way to the tunnel.
All
right. Now it's Folkers.
Folkers covers his opponent to start this third period. Puts a cross leg right in on the left side. He's got his left leg in on the left side. Tries the power half. He's got Schuessler broken down. Now Schuessler gets back up to his base. Folkers takes the leg out. Moves up to the top and has half Nelson in on the right side. Tries to walk it. Walks the head. A great job posting the leg by Schuessler. And Schuessler able to bend that one off. Now Folkers cast back over to the left side, puts the leg back in on the left side, and now he's going to try a guillotine. With 1:26 to go, Dalton Folkers leads here at Class 2A, 145 pounds for the Albia Blue Demons on 96.7 KIIC. It's Folkers 7, Schuessler 1.
Schuessler tries to sit out switch there, and he's going to come through if he's not careful here. Folkers doing a good job of holding that arm back, but
Folkers has got the leg in. Has got the leg in, and unless he gets too high, he'll be all right here. With 1:03 to go, he's got a big 6-point lead. He doesn't want to do anything silly. I think we're going to have a stalemate
right here. Let's hope. No, Schuessler is going to come out the backside, and it looks like he's going to get the reversal, Joe, and he does.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Nope. It's 7-3 now with 49 seconds to go, and Dalton Folkers can stall this thing out. He's got the big 4-point lead. He hasn't been called for stalling, so now he cuts him, so it's 8-3. So it's a 5-point lead for Dalton Folkers with 38 seconds to go. He just needs to really circle on his feet, do a good job circling.
That's what he's doing right
now. If he gets a good chance for a shot to get in there on a leg and kill some time, hanging on to a leg, and with 29 seconds to go, Schuessler looks to me like he's going to try something.
The counter by Folkers on the big shot there by Schuessler, and Folkers going to turn that into his own takedown.
The exact same takedown that we saw the first two, and now Schuessler trying something a little bit silly here. He's going to try to dump Dalton Folkers. He's going to be in danger of giving up back
right
points.
There.
And there is the takedown, 8-3 now with 7 seconds to go. Dalton Folkers, congratulations. You are the third Albia wrestler to advance to the championship tonight. The Albia Blue Demon is racking up some points here, Jason. I think we're looking at a top 10 showing for the Blue Demons if we can get some points out of our upper weights.
They definitely are shooting for all the guys to make it to tomorrow. But it's going to take, here's a big one right here, as the Griffin Osing is going to come out here just in a moment. He's going to take on the undefeated Nick Georgian of a Davenport Assumption, 32-0. Griffin Osing with only one loss on the entire year, and that came 1 week ago.
Oh, that's going to be a barn-burning match there, I'm here to tell you. I cannot wait to see Osing compete against Georgian here, and it'll be coming to you live here, folks, from the Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 in just a minute.
Good luck, guys. It's 90% mental at this level. Leave it all on the mat. Junior Jones, Sherry, Lexi, Nate, and Tyler checking in. Go Big Red from the Coopers. And let's get Griffin Osing. We had a chance to catch up with the wrestlers. And here's what Griffin had to say about this tournament and being here tonight.
All right. If you're ready with that interview, Scotty, why don't you roll it right now as we wait for fellas, to take the mat.
Great. Because,
fellas, hold on for just a second.
I didn't get to go in first
here right after his spectacular win.
Hang on, Andy.
Let's go to Andy Robinson down on the mat. Andy, take it away.
Can you guys hear me? You got me?
Yep, we hear you.
Real quick, we're at Dalton Folkerts right here. Dalton, you had just an awesome win. You wrestled well. You look like you're in real good shape. What were you thinking out there in that first match here at the Well?
I was just thinking I need to keep my feet moving, stay in good position, and always stay on offense, because if I don't get that offense going, then I struggle. So if I keep attacking the legs, sooner or later I'm going to get it, and then it comes out to be a win.
Well, you did a heck of a job for the Blue Demons tonight. Good job, Dalton.
Thank you.
Boy, that was a tough win there for Dalton Folkerts. All three wrestlers go on. Now it's Griffin Osing's turn, Joe.
And what did Griffin have to say?
Albee High School. It's going to feel great because, you know, last year I didn't get a go, and freshman year I went, so a little bit of redemption. Took him down the other day, so, you know, he gets a little winded and he wheezes a lot, so... he's got a little front weight, so it's a little bit easier. I know what I need to do, and I know my side of the bracket's, you know, not favorable, but, you know, if I get past my first round, you know, I'll shock the state, and won't surprise me any, because, you know, it's just a number on a piece of paper who I have to wrestle, so I want to tack and take him down, but sometimes I also want to let him shoot and create a scramble and come out on top. First round is most important, and, you know, hopefully I can get the job done. If I don't, you know, I still have to worry about Thursday night. I got another match, and, you know, if I win that, if I wrestle well enough, I'll get into Friday.
That is Griffin Osing, and Joe, he's got a tough opponent here. Do you know anything about this Georgian from Davenport Assumption?
Well, he was a real good wrestler in junior high school, obviously. His freshman campaign last year, he wrestled for Davenport Assumption at 132 and got fourth place. So he's got experience up here at the Well in his freshman year, and he placed, and I'm sure he's going to try to do a little bit better this year than he did last year. So Nick Georgian is a tough competitor, but so is our own Griffin Osing. And whole Griff takes the mat, is mat number 8 for Griffin Osing. He straps on the green legging.
We've got Coach mic'd up down there. You can hear him talking to Griffin Osing.
Your tempo, your match.
Coach encouraging Griffin Osing. Jay Mill, you're down the booth a ways. Got this technology going, buddy.
We got the new Thunderbolt app rolling right now. You can download that free of charge from iTunes or your Android store. You get the updates from the wrestling. We'll have school closings out there. Lots of other features. We're going to talk about the sound bites feature, where you can actually send us a sound bite from you to encourage a wrestler. We'll talk about that later, Jason. Back to the mat.
All right, opening seconds here. Griffin Osing at 152 pounds, in on a single leg kick there, switches to a double, elevates, takes him down, and he can't quite get the takedown here, folks, but he's in control. If he can get around, if he can cast his legs over, he's got his head underneath Georgian's body. Georgian hanging on as hard as he can. You hear the coaches admonishing him what he needs to do. But with 1:30 left in the first period, Osing now in on a single leg. And, what a wizard by Georgian to get out of it. Unbelievable. Fresh start is the call by Coach Wenger. Wow, what a great move there by Georgian to get out of that real deep single leg shot by Griffin Osing. Now Osing tries to tie up with 1:10 to go. We're at 152 pounds, folks. Albie's Griffin Osing going up against top-ranked and undefeated Nick Georgian from Davenport Assumption. There's a single leg shot in there by Osing. And it's been all Osing so far. Let's see if Georgian's got some kind of an offensive answer for Griffin Osing. Looks like Georgian might be looking past Osing a little bit here. Hope that's the case, and Osing can get the big W here for the Blue Demons.
Well, Osing just one loss on the entire year. So these are two guys that have wrestled most of the year without any type of losses.
Yeah. We're also going to have Brett Lesh wrestling simultaneously with Osing here. So we'll keep our eye peeled for that 2066 match.
I've got 2066 radared in here, Joe, and I'll make sure that you keep bringing Griffin Osing, and I'll jump to Brett once I see him come out.
All right, both wrestlers still on their feet. No score in the first period. 0-0, 18 seconds remain in the first period at 152 pounds, where Albie's Griffin Osing counters a shot there by Georgian from Davenport Assumption. Nice sprawl there by Osing, and there is a shuck corkscrew attempt by Osing. By Georgian, and Osing with the counter as time expires.
Hey, really good first period there for Griffin Osing.
You're fine.
All right.
Really good period.
Georgian gets the choice, and he takes down. He wants to score first in this match. He knows how important that is if it becomes an overtime situation.
Heard coach talk about don't give up the two. What are they talking about when the coach talks about that?
Don't give up a reversal. If you're starting to lose control, cut him, and don't give up a two-point reversal. Just cut him and then try to get the takedown. Only give up one for the escape. So off the whistle, Osing covers Georgian. It's a scoreless tie here at 152 pounds in the second period. Griffin Osing, talented standout, Albia wrestler, riding hard, tries to bar the arm, stand up there by Georgian, and then the stand-up switch and a re-switch by Osing. And good job by Georgian with that re-switch, and it looks like he might be able to get that reversal, but they're at the edge of the mat. Osing still in control. Osing still in control. He's going to try to let him worm out of bounds here. Now Osing at the edge of the mat.
Pull it to you.
Oh, you can hear Coach trying to help him get to the edge of the mat there.
I'll let Coach Wenger call this match. He's doing a great job. Okay, we should have an escape because we're near the edge of the mat. And Georgian, I think he's out, and he might be able to get a reversal here on Griffin Osing with 1:03
really
to go.
Fight this off.
Osing gets the whizzer in. He needs to put the whizzer in and hip him out. Hip him out, Griff. Hip him out. Keep that whizzer, Griffin. Hip him out of bounds. Right on the edge of the mat. We need one more point out of bounds, and we are out of bounds with.
Wow.
They're out.
No, he did not call. I thought he was out of bounds. The one judge was pointing that they were out, but did not get the whistle.
Hey, that was a clock-eating move there. Griffin Osing in a little bit of trouble of giving it up, but he rode him for the first minute and
did not give up the escape. Did not give up the escape. On the other side of the mat is Brett Leshen. Leshen will take the mat. He'll take on Colin Barker of Osage. 33-7 is Barker. 49-1 is Leshen. But back to you on Osing.
Osing back on the legs now. There's 37 seconds remaining in the second period. Osing started this second period in the top position and has ridden the talented Nick Georgian from Davenport. Now Georgian with a stand-up. Osing drops down to the leg and tries to dump him to his back. Gets him broken down. And there's 20 seconds to go in this second period. Osing doing a great job riding his opponent, Nick Georgian. If Osing could ride him out for the entirety, it would be huge. Now Nick Georgian, he's got Griffin Osing riding him hard with 10. Now Osing trying to lock up the ball and chain, and there is a stall warning against
Georgian.
It's against Georgian, the stall warning.
That's going to be the first period in the books here. No score over on mat number 7. It is Brett Leshen just underway. No score. 30 seconds gone by. Brett Leshen taking on Colin Barker of Osage. Leshen, only one loss on the year, and that came last week in the championship. Brett Leshen looking to work his way up on the podium this year. The junior takes a shot here, and they go off the edge of the mat, and they'll reset at center of the mat. Let's go back here to the third and final period. Griffin Osing.
Yeah, Osing did a great job, rode his opponent out for the entirety of the second period. The official was going to call a whistle violation on Griffin there, but the side mat official came over and said, hey, what we've got here is we've got a whistle on an alternate mat. And now Nick Georgian changes his mind and cuts Griffin Osing before the time starts. So it's a 1-0 score for Nick Griffin Osing. He leads over Georgian.
Brett Leshen over on the other mat. No score, 50 seconds gone by. They're pummeling at the middle of the mat. Brett doing some hand wrestling. No shot there, 40 seconds to go. No score, first period, Brett Leshen.
Well, Griffin Osing has a 1-0 lead at 152 pounds. His opponent, Nick Georgian, I'm sure not used to being behind with a 32-0 record, but Griffin Osing needs to really take the match to Georgian like he did in the first period. It was a scoreless first period, but if you'll recall, Griffin Osing was the aggressor, but now with a 1-0 lead, he needs to make sure that he stays aggressive. Georgian has been warned for stalling.
Was a shot on the single leg.
Ankle pick by Osing. Good sprawl there.
Belt buckle in the mat. Belt buckle in the mat.
16 seconds to go. Brett Leshen, no score. First period. We'll keep eye right here on Griffin Osing in the final 1 minute.
All right. Well, Coach Wenger didn't like that stalemate call there, but ankle pick there by Griffin Osing looked like if he could have gotten around to the back, could have gotten a point.
Absolutely. And I love the way Griffin shot right back up and got back to the middle of the mat. He's got the energy.
Osing on fire here for the Albia Blue Demons with 110 to go in this 152-pound opening round match.
Second period, Brett Leshen, no score. Underneath. And they're going to start the second period here in just a second, but we got 1 minute to go for Griffin Osing.
Griffin Osing, 58 seconds away from advancing. He's ahead by a 1-0 score. Took a little bit of an ill-advised shot there, but Jordan with a little bit of an anemic counter here. There's 45 seconds left to go. And Nick Jordan, if it gets down to 15 or 20 seconds, folks, you are not going to see this 32-0 wrestler standing around on his feet. He's going to be taking shot after shot after shot. Griffin Osing needs to realize that the barrage is on the way. He's got the 1-0 lead with 30 seconds to go. And the Davenport Assumption officials or coaches are telling him, hey, you're down to 25 seconds.
Keep your feet moving.
Leshen on the other mat opens the second period in down position, gets the escape. He's out in front now, 1-0, 5 seconds into the second period. Let's get back to Griffin Osing, final 17 seconds.
We're going to leave it here, folks. It's Griffin Osing at 152 pounds. He's clinging to a 1-0 lead. He's hanging on to the arm. It could be a stall call against Griffin Osing, but with a 1-0 lead and 8 seconds to go, he could stall this thing out.
Come on, Griffin.
There's the stall call with 4 seconds to go. Griffin Osing in control.
Griffin will win. Griffin Osing with the win.
Yeah.
How about that? Shock the world, baby. Griffin Osing.
Listen to the Albia crowd. Listen to that Albia crowd.
Unbelievable. Griffin Osing knocks off number one and previously undefeated Nick Jordan by a score of 1-0. He is on fire for the Albion Blue Demons.
Unbelievable. Now Brett Leshen on the other mat trying to get it done. Let's move all these Albion wrestlers to the championship round. Brett Leshen out in front, 1-0. 1:17 to go, second period. Leshen got the escape to open up.
I'm going to try to get an interview with Griffin.
And Andy Robson eyes way over to get the interview. And, of course, we have a coach still mic'd up down there. I think maybe
there's a single leg shot in there by Brett Leshen.
He's going
to elevate 1-0 in the second period with a minute to go. The out-of-bounds marker is his.
Look at Osing pointing. Osing is pointing at the Albia crowd. They're cheering back at him. He gave a big high five to the Albia crowd.
Unbelievable. Great win there for Griffin Osing, but Brett Leshen is going to try to get it. Let's go down to Andy Robson on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic.
All right, you guys got me. I'm right here right now with Griffin Osing with the huge upset over number one ranked Nick Georgine, Davenport Assumption. What's going through your mind right now, Griffin Osing?
I don't know. I'm a loss for words right now. You know, I knew coming in the match, it was a big match, and honestly, I didn't think I could do it, but, you know, my coaches believed in me. They told me that, you know, I can do this. You know, I'm not any more special than anybody else. And back there before the match, they knew what to tell me. They knew what to do for me. Warm me up real good. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know right now.
Those are words of a true heart and words of a true champion right there. That's Griffin Osing. That's Albia Blue Demon Pride. Thank you. Good job, Griffin.
All right, great job out of you, Andy Robson. Right now, Brett Leshen trying to get the win here at 160. Brett out in front, 1-0 as we wind down the final 7 seconds of this second period. Griffin Osing shocks the world. How about that? How about that, Albia fans? How about that, Southern Iowa fans? That isn't getting better than that, representing all of the South Central Conference.
Well, Brett Leshen trying to get it done here at 160 pounds. His opponent is Colin Barker. He's a ranked wrestler from Osage. Leshen, with a 1-0 lead, got the escape there in the second period. Now, as we start the third period, Barker from Osage takes down. He's covered by Leshen. You are listening to live Iowa High School wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC, folks. And here's Leshen riding hard, just underway, third period. Stand-up attempt by Barker, taken back down by Leshen. Now Leshen with a arm bar on the left side. He's going to look like try to lock up the ball and chain, get the T-bar going there.
We got to look out for Aaron Crossett of Knoxville also becoming his way, and Jack Leshen, fourth Leshen to wrestle here this afternoon or this evening. But Leshen right now on the mat, out in front, 1-0. He got the escape when he began the second period. I think he's going to cut him here. Nope. I thought he gave the indication, but he's not. He's going to cover. 1:38 to go, third period. Brett Leshen out in front. Albia has moved. Shadow Leshen, Bryce Leshen, Griffin Osing, and Dalton Fulkerson. And now they're trying to get Brett Leshen to move on.
Got some other 2A action going. There's a sit-out by Barker. Nice job taking him back down. Deep waist ride in there by Brett Leshen. Now Leshen going to try to move up. He's got the arm barred on the left side. He's got the deep waist in on the right. Leshen, heavy on the hips, heavy on the hips. We're counting down through a minute 20 left in this match with Leshen, a 1-0 lead, a very narrow lead for Brett Leshen. He got the escape to have the only score so far in this match, and there is a stall call against Brett Leshen. That is something that he needs to watch out for now, because the next one there is going to be a point.
Jack Leshen, Brett's cousin will be coming out and taking the mat along with Aaron Crossett at 170. But right now we're keeping our eyes totally fixed on Brett Leshen.
Leshen on the restart covers Barker. Barker's first move is to stand up. Leshen muscles him back down to the mat with 105 to go. So a minute and 5 seconds remain between Brett Leshen and moving on. And it won't get any easier for any of these wrestlers as we advance through these brackets. But Brett Leshen fighting real hard. He's got 52 seconds left. He's riding hard. He's already been warned once for stalling. He's got the corkscrew right in there right now, and sometimes that'll have a official stymied a little bit. And there's a switch attempt by Barker, and we're off the mat with 40 seconds to go.
Wow, Brett Leshen really in a dogfight here, final 40 seconds.
Hey, folks from Fairfield, Seth Davison will just give you scoring updates as the period's in. He is in a 2-1 dogfight against Skyler Pohl from Perry. Davison down 2-1. He got the escape to close the scoring in the first period. As we restart at 160 with 33 seconds to go, Brett Leshen riding hard with 33 seconds. Now he's back on the legs. Now Leshen puts a half Nelson in on the left side. Up to his base is Barker. Barker from Osage. Now Leshen puts the cross body right in there. Haven't seen that out of Brett Leshen for a while. But with 19 seconds to go, folks, that is a time eater. And Leshen tries to work that into a pinning combination, or at least a tilt. And we're out of bounds with 15 ticks left on the clock. Brett Leshen with a 1-0 lead over Colin Barker from Osage. Folks, this is a barn burner, a nail biter. You are listening to it on 96.7 KIIC and on the live stream on KIICradio.com. Brett Leshen. And there is a whistle on the other mat. So there's a lot of whistles, folks. There's eight of them on these mats in here. And Brett Leshen was listening to one that wasn't there. So the Osage coach wants to know what's going on. He thought that should have been a whistle violation on Brett. But the official said no and shook it off, said it was from the other mat. So with 14 seconds to go now, third period action, 1-0, the lead for Brett Leshen at 160 pounds. First move.
Come on, Brett.
First move. Now there's a Granby roll. Oh, and Leshen in a little bit of trouble. But
no, nice job rolling out of that.
Okay, he's on his feet, and Leshen takes him back down. And with 3 seconds to go, Brett Leshen is going to advance with a 1-0 score. The same score.
I cannot handle this anymore. Unbelievable.
These 1-0 nail biters in the first round, folks, are going to drive us nuts. But we've got our second one in a row, and Brett Leshen becomes the fifth Albia wrestler in a row to advance. That's 5-for-5 for the Blue Demons. And we've got Zach Davis coming up at 285. Okay, I'm going to give Seth Davis.
Wow.
Seth Davison from Fairfield, the attention that he deserves. He's competing up here, trailing 5-1 with 34 seconds left in the second period.
Final score, PCM defeats Albia in basketball. I think that score 53-37. Am I hearing that correctly, Scotty Fry? 53-39. Let's look here. We got looking ahead here. We got Jack Leshen at 170. He's going to be taking the mat here in just a second. He should
He's
be on the mat
competing
right
on
now.
Mat number two. It's Leshen from Grinnell on mat number two. There's no score in that match, and just underway.
That victory by Leshen, his 50th. That marks 5-0 wins this season.
Unbelievable. He reached the 100-win plateau earlier in the year, and such a big moment. But 50 wins on the season, unbelievable, and none bigger than that one right there, Joe Sinclair.
Oh, that was huge. That was huge. We got a couple matches of interest here. We've got Jack Leshen from Grinnell going at it, scoreless. Minute 15 remains in the first period there at 170 pounds. Also a Class 2A, 170 pounds. Seth Davison trails going to the third period by the score 5-1. So Davison needs to hit some type of a pinning combination here. Oh, there's a chance there for Davison to get a throw. He works into a double leg, though. Turns it into a bear hug, and he gets the bear hug, and he's got his opponent on his back. There is a four-point move. This will tie it up. If Davison can turn this in, and he does to a five-point move, he might even pin him, folks. Seth Davison from Fairfield is chest-to-chest with his opponent, Skyler Knoll from Perry. It's Davison from Fairfield locked up tight with 1:16 to go. When they get done counting, it will be Seth Davison on top of this match by a score of 6-5 at least. And Knoll from Perry is on his back, and with the pin is Seth Davison, and Skyler Knoll from Perry obviously upset, and his coach throws a little bit of a fit down there, folks. But that's what happens when you're ahead 5-1 and you get thrown and pinned.
On mat number two, Jack Leshen of Grinnell trying to get the win here. Jack Leshen of Grinnell taking on Eric Lux of South Tama County. And right now it is 2-0. I believe Leshen out in front.
Hey, the folks in Fairfield are tuning in. We're getting kudos from the Glosser family in Packwood. Said, go Seth Davison. And, wow, what a great job there by Seth Davison. The big come from behind win. He was down 5-1 with a minute and 30 seconds to go in the match. The wrestlers were on their feet. He tried a bear hug, dropped down, got it onto a double leg, and put his opponent on his back and pinned him with a great headlock move with about a minute left in the match.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Just, Joe, I don't know how much more I can take of this, buddy. I need go and
Well, I can tell you how much you can take. We're going to have Aaron Crossett from Knoxville right now. He's taking the mat on mat number 3. And you want to call the Leshen match?
I got Leshen's contest right here.
All right.
It is Jack Leshen out in front of Eric Lux. 2-0 the score. Just underway second period. The escape given now to Lux. 2-1 your score. 20 seconds gone by second period.
Hey, folks, that would be a great deal for some Southern Iowa grapplers to take two number ones out in the same 20-minute time span.
Leshen more than capable of doing it. Here's a shot in there by Lux, counter by Leshen. Another shot by Lux. Leshen doing a good job of countering those shots, and they'll go off the edge of the mat. 1:21 to go. Leshen out in front, 2-1. Jack Leshen of Grinnell.
Aaron Crossett from Knoxville, third-ranked on the year. He's up against Isaac Sheddenhelm from Denver Chipoli, and there's no score in that match. 1:16 to go in the first period. Both wrestlers on their feet. 170-pound first period action.
We're going to see if we can catch Andy Robinson, if he can catch up with Brent Leshen, and maybe he's already left. We've been moving so fast here. Andy,
can you guys hear me up there?
Yes, got you, Andy.
Nick Pickrell, he went ahead and said, give me 10 minutes. I need 10 minutes back there, and he'll be back up with the Leshen boys, and we're going to do some interviewing.
Sounds good. We'll watch for you, Andy. But right now it's his cousin, Jack Leshen, trying to get it done here at 170. 45 seconds to go, second period. Jack out in front, 2-1.
Got a double leg shot in here, and at the edge of the mat, Aaron Crossett not able to get it wrapped up. There's 47 seconds left in the first period of that 2A 170-pound match. Aaron Crossett from Knoxville looking to open the scoring up against Isaac Sheddenhelm.
There's another shot. Another shot there, a big-time shot by Leshen. Carter Isley is going to come out here on mat number one. Carter Isley, a 182-pounder, does not look like a freshman. Has not had a freshman type year. He's got 35 wins on the year, and we'll keep that match going as well. But right now, Jack Leshen out in front, 12 seconds to go, taking on the number one rated kid in 170 in this class 2A. Jack Leshen holding on to a 2-1 lead, 9 seconds and counting second period. Carter Isley right out of the gate, Joe, gets a takedown, and Carter Isley out in front of Reese Bohr. This Sheraton wrestler brought to you by Interiors and More, Long Creek Outfitters, and Danco in Centerville, also Red Hall Realty.
I want to thank Motor
on Knoxville for you. Aaron Crossett, it just got the takedown there. It's 2-0. Okay. Aaron Crossett from Knoxville just got the takedown. It's 2-0 over his Denver Tripoli opponent. And real quick, Randy Wilson, the athletic director at Knoxville, checking in. Loves KIIC. Said, go South Central Conference and Little Hawkeye Conferences. They did a great job putting on districts there.
We have got so much going on. You know, and they did a great job over their districts. I wasn't there, but listening to the coverage and the people in that inside that gymnasium, it was a madhouse.
Oh, Randy was great. And that Knoxville match being brought to you by Motor Inn of Knoxville. And we go to the second period. It is Aaron Crossett on top by the score of 2-0 with that late first period takedown. Now we've got an escape, and it'll advance the score to 3-0 for Crossett. He had the down position in the second period.
182, Carter Isley on front, 2-0, a minute gone by, first period. But Jack Leshen with the final 120, he's looking for an upset. He's out in front 3-1 here. Jack Leshen trying to get the win. And we're going to get to Crossett's match. We got Isley's match, and we got Leshen's match right here at 170.
Well, we'll keep it with you on that exciting number one match with Lux.
Here's a big dump move right there by Lux. He's going to get the takedown. It's going to tie it up.
Well,
but did a little shuck and then a dump and gets the takedown. 58 seconds to go. Jack Leshen trying to hold on for a win here.
And there's Aaron Crossett with the takedown. He gets the takedown to extend his lead to 5-0 with 50 seconds remaining in the second period.
Leshen gets to his feet, and Lux carries him out of bounds. It's still Carter Isley, 21 seconds to go, first period out in front, 2-0 over at the 182 weight class.
It's the multitasking team of Joe Sinclair, wow, Jason Summers, and Joe Millage bringing you three matches simultaneously here from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7. KIIC is the Iowa High School Wrestling Championship. We've got an upset in the making as
Leshen gets the escape with 39 seconds to go. Eric Lux, the number one rated wrestler. Jack Leshen from Grinnell. Kirk Leshen's son, four Leshens here wrestling tonight. Here's a shuck, and Leshen does a good job of countering it. 29 seconds, a shot in there by Lux. Leshen trying to go around the outside. Can't do it, sprawls out. Holds on, 23 seconds to go. He's got the lead here, 4-3.
He's got the front headlock in, and that's a great stall move, but the official doesn't let it happen.
Nope,
he stops the clock with 20 seconds to go on the stalemate.
No stalling calls have been called on Leshen. He's going to take a couple steps back. 19 seconds.
This Knoxville match, Crossett now up 7-1.
Wow.
Crossett of Knoxville up 7-1.
15 seconds to go. Lux with a big move. Leshen counters it. He gets the takedown. Leshen gets the takedown right at the edge of the mat. Can he get off the mat? Yes! They go off the edge of the mat. Jack Leshen trying to do the improbable. Coming with a big shot there. Lux tried to make that big move.
Well, it's a three-point lead now, folks. It's a three-point lead now. So Leshen, he doesn't have to worry about giving up two. He can just sit there and ride for 6 seconds and let Lux.
Oh, man. Jack Leshen's going to get the win here. Jack Leshen at 170 gets the big-time win for Southern Iowa, the Grinnell wrestler, Albia Ties. And I know the Leshen family has got to be ecstatic. Jack Leshen.
Announcers here, guys.
Unbelievable.
As Jack Leshen knocks off Eric Lux in a huge upset.
Unbelievable.
It's KGRN.
Oh, man, I tell you what, my heart is still, it will not settle down. I won't sleep tonight.
All right, well, here we go. Aaron Crossett, he leads now by the score 7-2. He cuts his opponent there at 170 pounds, Isaac Schedenhelm from Denver Tripoli. It's third-ranked Aaron Crossett in control of his match in the third period with 1:17 to go. He leads 7-2. Over on mat number one, it's Carter Isley.
He's got a 2-0 lead. He's looking to add to that right here. He's got the armbar and switch around the backside. That is a two-point takedown for Isley. He's out front 4-0, 1 minute to go.
I got a quick interview here with Jack Leshen.
Let's get it.
Jack Leshen from Grinnell just upset the number one-ranked Eric Lux from South Tama. Jack, wonderful job. Way to come into state tournament. Talk to me.
Thank you. I just went out there, did my stuff, and just worked what I had to do. Wrestled smart and just kept going and scoring points.
I'll tell you what, you made the Grinnell fans all pumped up tonight, and another Leshen win. Congratulations, Jack.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Andy Robinson on the Tharp Winfield or Funeral Home wireless mic. And over here, Carter Isley out in front, 4-0, 27 seconds to go. Let's get to the Knoxville Crossett match.
It's third period action with Knoxville's Aaron Crossett in charge of his match on his feet with a 7-2 lead. 32 ticks remain in this match. As we count down through 30 seconds, it has been a commanding performance by Aaron Crossett from Knoxville. A match brought to you by the Motor Inn of Knoxville. And now Crossett, with a good spin move, gets behind, gets the takedown, and extends his lead to 9-2. He's in control of this match. He will advance to the championship side with 10 ticks left on the clock. Aaron Crossett in control at 170 pounds. And I see we got a break in the action with Carter Isley's match. So I'll keep it right here as we count down through the final seconds. A nice job riding. He's got the T-bar in. A desperation Granby roll move there by Schedenhelm. He didn't give up, and I like to see that in a match. Schedenhelm, no shame there. He got beat by a very talented wrestler. But Aaron Crossett advances for you now, Knoxville Panthers.
Colton Spohr is going to be coming up at 182 as well. I got Carter Isley underway here. Isley's match, Sheraton Wrestling match, brought to you by Midwest Heritage Bank, CNC Cycle, and Millerton Cafe.
Hey,
and Isley out in front 4-0.
Hey, Jace, real quick, I don't know if we've mentioned it lately, but Albia's 5-for-5.
Oh, my
currently,
gosh.
Currently in fourth place in team points.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Yeah, good job over there, buddy. And make sure you check out that new KIC Thunder app. And Joe will keep you updated as he keeps on putting information in so that all of you can be updated with this new technology. 4-0, Carter Isley, 1:20 to go in his contest, trying to get the win for Sheraton.
All right, a lot of great sponsors from Sheraton. We got Hammer Medical of Sheraton and Grace Baptist Church, great sponsors of the Sheraton Charger Athletic Program, as Carter Isley, with 1:08 to go, in charge of his match at 182 pounds, 4-0.
I'm down here on the floor with Knoxville stud, Aaron Crossett, just come away with a victory. Aaron, you just won your first match right here at the Well. How are you feeling? How's that momentum going?
Oh, it's going great. I've got a high of adrenaline right now. It feels good to come out here and win my first match, get it started out.
That sounds great. Yeah, I know you got a lot of Knoxville fans supporting, and a few buddies of mine I work with are supporting there. So good job, Aaron. And I can't wait for you to tear it up in that next round.
Thank you.
Carter Isley, after that Tharp funeral home interview by Andy Robinson, Carter Isley gets another takedown. He's out in front 6-0, 33 seconds to go in that match over at 182. And Carter Isley, the freshman, the dominant freshman, trying to hold on and get a big win here with the final 25 ticks. And Joe, you're going to bring us that other Colton Spohr match for Knoxville.
That would be Colton Spohr. He's on the mat right now against Jason Goble from West Delaware, Manchester. Goble, I believe, is ranked number one in the state with a 42-1 record. But Colton Spohr, no slouch here. And he's trying to get behind his opponent to score a takedown here. Excuse me. I am watching the wrong mat here. We're on mat two.
Yep.
So that would be
just
right
underway there.
Underway. It's 2-0 lead.
For Sheraton, holds on here. The final seconds tick down, and Carter Isley will get the win for the Chargers. 6-0 dominating win for Carter Isley. The freshman will move to 36-2 and move on to the championship round.
All right, down here, Jason Goble from West Delaware, Manchester. Him and Colton Spohr on their feet, circling. Shot in there by Goble, Spohr with the counter. And there's a good shuck down and a spin behind, and Spohr gets the takedown. 2-0 now, Colton Spohr. Surprising Jason Goble from West Delaware. All right.
We're going to have Riley Denny coming out here for Centerville at 195. Denny will take the mat on mat number six, just underway.
All right. We're out of bounds here at 182 pounds, where Colton Spohr is up against Jason Goble, and he's got a 2-0 lead. Goble, I think, a little bit surprised here. We've seen some number ones knocked off here tonight,
boys.
Folks.
All right, now
we got you, Andy Robinson, going to be down on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic, and I think he's got the outstanding Sheraton wrestler Carter Isley.
Yes, we do. We have the freshman sensation right here, 182-pound Carter Isley from Sheraton. Carter, you just won your first big match right here at the Well. What's going through your mind right now?
I don't know. It feels pretty good. A little tired, but go for the next one.
Hey, that's all right. You're making your statement out here on the mat, and I'm very proud of you, and so is Sheraton. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, Andy Robinson with the interview. Carter Isley with the big win at 182. Riley Denny over here is on the mat number six, and he is trailing, Joe, if I'm got the score correct. He's trailing 6-0.
Nope, I believe he is
get the,
up
binoculars.
6-0. Yeah, he's up 6-0, the Centerville big red wrestler, if that's 2089, I do believe.
It is, and he is out in front.
He's up 6-0. He's got a cross leg right in there. He's in danger of giving up a reversal here, though, folks. And while we were looking at that match, it was Colton Spohr being reversed by Jason Goble, and there's 10 seconds remaining in the first period of that match.
Well, here
Spohr
is,
from Knoxville.
Here's a big move, and he has...
Oh, pinned there for Riley Denny.
Yes, unbelievable. His opponent rolled in and rolled over onto his back, and Denny, who was so good at getting pins, took Kale Stork and put him on his back, and he gets the pin. Kale Stork of Harlan, a junior, 41-5, but he goes down to Riley Denny with a pin. How about that, Centerville fans? A pin for your own Riley Denny, and that's all he does, go out and get pins, Joe.
Well, that's bonus points for the Centerville Big Reds, and congratulations to you, Centerville Big Reds. That match brought to you by Danco. Outfit your athlete at Danco in Centerville. All right, we close the first period scoring down here with Colton Spohr at Knoxville tied up 2-2 with Jason Goble from West Delaware, Manchester. Goble was able to get a last-second reversal. And I really like Colton Spohr's body style against Goble. Goble, a very good technician, long, lean, kind of slender fella at 182 pounds. Spohr really's got the muscles on him. And I like muscles in the third period at the state tournament. And let's see if Colton Spohr can extend this thing to the third period. He trails now 3-2 after cutting Goble. It's Colton Spohr from Knoxville, 30-3 on the season. He's up against Jason Goble from West Delaware, Manchester, a 42-1 senior. Here we go. 125 to go, and there's a shot in there by Spohr and a reshot by Goble. And now Spohr trying to grab the ankles, but he got out of position and give the takedown to Jason Goble, the technician from West Delaware, Manchester. Goble in top now of Colton Spohr by the score of 5-2.
Well, we're going to move to 220 and then 285. Jacob Meinhardt from Fairfield will be going out at 220. We'll keep an eye on that match. But Zach Davis, the big contest at 285, and we will have it locked in on Zach Davis. But Albia has sent all of his wrestlers, and they have one remaining here in Zach Davis to get all of them to tomorrow.
All right, and hey, we've got a shout out from Sharon Crawl. Said that the St. Mary's RCIA fans are proud of Zach Davis listening in down there at St. Mary's in Albia. So Zach Davis getting everybody rooting him on here. Meanwhile, we've got Colton Sport in pickle here. There is 25 seconds left. He's in a cradle against Jason Goble.
And gets out of it.
Gets out of it. Now he's going to try to get an escape. The score is now 8-2. 8-2. Sport going to try to get a escape here with 10 seconds to go, but it's the technician, Goble, in on the leg, not going to give it up. And with 4 seconds to go, we're going to go to the third period with the score 8-2. And Colton Sport, a little bit of a hole to dig out of here with a six-point deficit. He's going to have to throw his opponent, Jason Goble, to his back.
We've moving to 220 here in just a moment. Jacob Meinhardt, Fairfield, will take the mat. Zach Davis at 285. All to come, but right now, a little blood timeout over on the 182 mat.
And really want to make sure we give Riley Denny from Centerville the credit he deserves. He had the quick pin over Cale Stork from Harlan. Stork, he didn't know what happened to him. He thought he was going to be able to get out in a roll-out fashion, and he got caught
right
by Riley Denny. And Riley Denny just put him on his back and got the pin. And we love to see those pins by our South Central Conference wrestlers here on 96.7 KIIC. And, folks, if you're tuning in just now expecting Thunder Country, you're going to get Thunder Wrestling here on 96.7 for the next couple hours. It'll be the Albia Blue Demons, the Centerville Big Reds, all the Southern Iowa Grapplers taking the mat here. We've got five Albia wrestlers through to the championship bracket so far, and Zach Davis coming up.
We're going to go down to Joe Millage. Jay Mill down the way through the glass and in Studio 4A. Jay Mill, give us a little bit of an update down there, buddy.
Well, we're continuing to update the new Thunderbolt app. If you get a chance, go out to your iTunes store or out to the Android Google Play, or just have your grandkid do it for you, and get the new Thunderbolt app. Now, Jason, we want to try something new. You know, we're interfacing with the fans out there through text messaging, and we get to read their texts. And we've got mics all over this this place, but we've got mics actually all over Southern Iowa. With the new Thunderbolt app, there's a tab at the bottom. It's on page 3. It says Shout Out. It's a shout out tab, and you can actually send us an audio clip of you, your family, your coworkers. Send us a shout out. If it needs edited, we'll edit it. But send us a shout out. We'll play it live on the air. We'll actually play you on the air saying, you know, go Centerville or go Albia. Go Brett Leshen, whatever. Let's try that. Let's see if some folks can use that. Go to the Thunderbolt app out on the iTunes or Google Play Store. Download it. It's free. Just takes a couple of seconds to download it. And then go to the shout-out tab and send us an audio clip.
Meanwhile, down here on mat number 2, it's Jason Goble and Colton Spore. And Goble rolls up Spore. He's got him in the cradle right now, folks. There's 50 seconds to go. Oh, Goble's got it in there tight now. Goble's got it in there tight. The referee gets in position and call the pin for Goble against Spore in 5 minutes and 20 seconds. Man, Colton Spore came out on fire, but...
Yeah, he really came out,
He got the first period takedown. It was a last second in the first period reversal by Goble to be able to get the score tied in the first period, but he was definitely outpointed in the final two periods, and... Spore got caught in a cradle there.
Well, Goble came out of that blood timeout and really went right at it and got that pin. But Colton Spore will wrestle a little bit later. Let's go down to Andy Robinson on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic. Andy.
Well, I was just going to say we got an update here. We got the Fairfield 220-pounder. I'm not sure his name, but he's up 2-1 here on mat 5.
Yeah, right. We've got him down there. He's up against Aaron Beeman from Greene County.
Yeah, he's doing he's holding he's doing pretty good.
Now, there's a... little bit of slop there at the 220-pound weight class, but he rolls right out of it. Jacob Meinhardt's got him on his back. Meinhardt over Beeman, and Meinhardt's got a big five-point move here. He's got him stretched out, and time expires before he can get the pin. But with that five-point move, he moves the score to 7-1. Nice throw there by Jacob Meinhardt. It wasn't really a throw as much as it was rolling and winding up on top, but a good job there by Jacob Meinhardt from Fairfield. He's 10th ranked for Fairfield. He's a 32-8 senior coming into this contest.
Well, Jacob Meinhardt, Fairfield, taking on Aaron Beeman of Greene County, as Joe just said.
Off the whistle. We'll start the second period. Meinhardt covers Beeman. Beeman is also a senior. He sports a 37-7 record. No slouch there. Now breaking him down is Jacob Meinhardt. Breaks him down. Bars the arm on the left side. Now Beeman back up to his base. Miner still hanging on to that arm as we count down through 1 minute and 37 seconds here at Class 2A, 220 pounds, Iowa High School Wrestling Championships at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com and a sister broadcast on 1490 KXLQ. Welcome to all you Des Moines listeners on the Jock.
Well, Joe, it's been cardiac kids here this evening. All afternoon we had some outstanding matches, but it has been absolute go time once these whistles blew on the opening of this 2A action.
Well, it's been absolutely fabulous. We've got a couple of highly ranked wrestlers that's been defeated by our Southern Iowa folks.
Griffin
most
Osing.
Notably Griffin Osing against an undefeated Davenport Assumption kid. And Osing showing the heart and the strength and the guts that it takes to advance to the championship side of this bracket. And you know what? You may look at that bracket and say it might get a little bit easier for him, but it won't.
Nope.
The guy that won is expecting to win the next one, and Griffin Osing with a great win there to put himself in tomorrow's action as we see
Jacob
Meinhardt on his feet now. The score 7-2. He gives up the escape to Aaron Beeman from Greene County. A nice job there by giving up one and not two as we count down through 20 seconds to go, and a great shuck by there by Meinhardt. Slams Beeman to the mat. Gets behind, covers for the two-point takedown. Now 9-2, he'll try to ride him out for the next 15 seconds. Heavy on the hips, gets him broke down. Now side roll attempt there by Beeman. Nice job by Meinhardt from Fairfield, getting back on the hips, avoiding that. Now Meinhardt trying to lock up the cradle with 4 seconds to go. We're going to count down to the final seconds of the second period. We'll go to the third with a comfortable 7-point lead for Jacob Meinhardt from Fairfield.
Zach Davis will be coming out here just momentarily. The 285s... We'll be getting underway here, but we're at 220. Jacob Meinhardt, Fairfield, on the mat.
Want to thank a couple of our great sponsors over by Sheraton. We've got CNC Cycle. They have Harley Davidson there. They're the bike for you. Also, Millerton Cafe, the best pie around. And if you ever get south towards Cordon out of Sheraton, that's the place to go. Third period here, Jacob Meinhardt at 220 pounds on his feet. Start this period on their feet with 135 to go, counting down. Jacob Meinhardt in control, 9-2.
Heartland Public Adjusting, Brent Johnson, helping you get the best insurance settlement. They work for you and not the insurance company. Heartland Public Adjusting, give Brent Johnson a call. Motor Inn of Knoxville, Hammer Medical of Sheraton, Grace Baptist Church, services at 10:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. on Sunday. You can also hear them right here on KIC at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Sundays. And a great staff over at Lucas County Health Center, your local hospital and clinic, there to serve you for all your medical needs.
All right, Jacob Meinhardt now on his feet with a minute and 10 to go here in his 220-pound match. Gets the shuck by, and can he get behind? Yes, he does. 11-2 now for Jacob Meinhardt from Fairfield. He leads. He's in control of Aaron Beeman from Greene County. And danger of getting reversed there, but great job by Meinhardt. Just cuts him. So now the score is 11-3. And a good job by Meinhardt, giving up one but not two here. He's in third period action at 220 pounds, trying to advance to tomorrow's action for the Fairfield Trojans. And it looks like he's going to do that as we count down through 27 seconds to go. Good job there. Miner's got plenty of stall calls to give, and he's just circling, making sure he doesn't get tied up with Beeman. Beeman's going to try a wild throw here with 17 seconds to go. Good job there by Meinhardt backing out. Can't believe he's not getting called for stalling, but you know what? He hasn't been called for stalling yet. That's what you do. You just back out and try to do just enough to where you don't get called for stalling when you got that big lead. And we are going to go to zeros on the clock. Congratulations,
great
Jacob
job.
Meinhardt. You do advance for Fairfield with a great 11-3 win over Aaron Beeman from Greene County. And, folks, here on 96.7, the 285-pounders have taken to the mat.
Absolutely.
We're going to have Zach Davis up here in just a few minutes.
Well, let's take a listen. We had a chance earlier to talk to Zach Davis. Jay Mills stopped by and got some comments from Zach Davis. And let's hear what Zach had to say about making this tournament about what it takes to win here at this tournament and his expectations.
Zach Davis, heavyweight, Albie Blue Demons. Yeah, it's great. I mean, we come a long way throughout the past couple years. We got a great team this year. I'm really happy to be a senior on this team. But I don't really know what to expect, so I'm waiting to get there and see what it's like, but I'm going to have to overcome it one way or another. Knowing all the hard work you go through when I won my first championship, like how great it felt, knowing all the hard work I put in to reach my highest point. You know, I was really happy. I was a district champ this year. I mean, I'm just doing really great my senior year. I couldn't be any more happier with myself and with my teammates pushing me. I'm going to go up and take care of business, but I mean, I'm not going to just go up there and mess around. I want to have fun, but then also I want to do my best up there.
We've got Coach all mic'd up, and he is going to be sitting Matt's side as Zach Davis comes out, and
Matt number three.
Zach grabs the green band.
Again, Albia 5-for-5 tonight.
Wow.
In fourth place.
This is huge.
This is huge. Carlisle versus Albia. It's Ben Burnett. He's a senior for Carlisle with a 31-6 record. He's going up against Albia's own Zach Davis, the 29-12 senior. We have had cardiac moments from Zach Davis, a lot of 1-0 and overtime matches. As we get this match started at 285 pounds, here we go, folks. Blue Demon Wrestling, it is Zach Davis on the mat for Albia at 285 pounds.
Davis pummeling at the middle of the mat, taking on Ben Burnett, Carlisle. Burnett a senior, Davis a senior. 31 wins for Burnett, 29 for Davis.
Burnett a little shorter, a little stockier than Zach Davis, but a very muscular build as I spot him through the binoculars. A lot of muscle tone there for that 285-pounder. Looks like he's been hitting the bench press for sure.
Davis,
Zach Davis ties up with
shot.
Him.
Well, Zach has been so good all year long of taking matches into the overtime.
Well, there's a bear hug attempt there by Zach Davis. Burnett tries to counter it, and we're back to the center of the mat with 1 minute left in the first period. No score. The wrestlers are on their feet. Pummeling, like you see a lot of 285-pounders as we go off the mat. 55 seconds remain in this 285-pound super heavyweight match. Zach Davis for Albia, live on 96.7 KIIC.
Davis, no score. 50 seconds to go here, opening period.
The wrestlers are pummeling at the center of the mat, trying to get inside position. There's a shuck attempt by Burnett. Burnett with the shuck. Nice job by Davis backing out. Davis tries his own shuck. Tries to shuck him down, get his head down low. Now inside position by Davis. Hand control, though, by Burnett. So with 31 seconds to go, we get separation. The wrestlers circle back to the center of the mat. Nice stance there by Zach Davis. Leads with the right foot forward, the left foot back. Leans in now in the pummel maneuver. With 18 seconds to go, Zach Davis, no score against Ben Burnett from Carlisle. Now a headlock attempt there by Burnett with 10 seconds to go. Good job by Davis dropping down. Now the bear hug attempt by Burnett with 5 seconds to go. Can Davis avoid the trip? And with 3 seconds to go, Davis gets the takedown. With 1 second to go, do they call it? No.
No. And the time had expired there, but Zach Davis had to survive the bear hug.
Burnett had that bear hug in there, tried to elevate with the trip, and looked like he was going to get it, but Davis looked like a cat right there, folks. A big cat. Maybe we should start calling him the Puma because he had the reaction to get his opponent to his back. Time expired before he could score the back points, or even score the takedown. So we'll start the second period. Davis takes down. He's covered by Burnett from Carlisle.
Going to get to his feet. Going to get those
nice
hands
separated. Nice stand up there by Davis. Burnett should be called for stalling here.
Stalling call here shortly if he doesn't let
go. 10 seconds have gone by here while Davis has got the stand up. Now there should be the stall call. Where is the stall call there, official, as we count down through 1:43? And
Davis still
don't understand why we don't have
feet.
A stalling call there.
Yeah,
Davis has stood up. Burnett is just hanging on to
him.
And there's a stall call finally, and then the escape. So Burnett finally gives up the escape to Zach Davis, and I don't understand why that took 30 seconds, folks. I apologize. That official wasn't looking at the same match that I was.
Zach Davis with a 1-0 lead here, 1:17 to go. Second period. Davis trying to move all six wrestlers from Albia.
Well, a takedown here by Zach Davis would be huge. He is pommeling near the edge of the mat. He's backed Burnett to the edge of the circle. Now he pulls him back towards the center. A shuck under attempt there by Burnett from Carlisle. He trails 1-0. Zach Davis from Albia on top with 53 seconds remaining in the second period. Both wrestlers just pummeling. Now Davis backing up a little bit. Needs to make sure he doesn't get called for stalling. There is a single leg, sort of a single leg there by Burnett. Now Davis in a front headlock gets out of that. And with 36 seconds to go, he backs off the mat.
Well, how many times have we seen this all year, Joe, going to all the tournaments and all the duels, Zach Davis finding himself in this same type of match?
Well, he's a patient wrestler, folks. Yep. He waits for the other wrestler to make a mistake and then uses his agility to make that mistake be one that they have to pay for. He did have one of those at the conclusion of the first period, but time expired before he could get that takedown. So we've got Zach Davis on his feet with 17 seconds to go. Neither Zach Davis nor Ben Burnett has really taken a high-quality shot yet in this match. And Burnett pushing Zach to the back. A little bit worried that Zach might get a stall call here before the second period expires. But with 2 seconds left on the clock, we've got no time left. 1-0 the score as we go to the third period. Zach Davis on top.
I don't know, buddy. This old ticker of mine's a... I ate the heart attack grill the other night with all those extra calories.
Well, I think this official is calling the match the same for both wrestlers. Because I would have called Zach Davis for stalling there at the conclusion of that second period. But I would have called the Carlisle wrestler for stalling a lot quicker than what he was called for stalling there to start that second period.
Well, Zach's going to have to cover here, and he'll be on top to begin this third and final period with a 1-0 lead. Davis, who's been tough riding on top all year.
There's a switch by Burnett, and Davis in danger of giving up the two-point reversal, and he does. But Burnett is out high. He's out too high. Burnett from Carlisle leads this one now 2-1 with that reversal to open up the scoring here in the third period. Zach Davis was very effective with the stand-up in the first period. Now Davis turns and faces, tries to get to his stand-up position, and that stall call might be huge here.
Absolutely.
Davis can get to stand up position and Burnett hang on again. Oh, now Burnett with a half Nelson in, and that's why Zach can't get out. He needs to wipe that half Nelson off. Zach is on his base.
He gets it wiped off. Now can he get to
Burnett's high. Burnett's high. Zach couldn't quite get there in time, but now Zach gets the stand up. Burnett trying to cradle, and Zach Davis stuck in the cradle now. Oh, Burnett just rolled him over and got him pinned with... Oh, call it with 5 minutes and 2 seconds. Burnett from Carlisle rolled over with the cradle, had it locked up tight enough, and Zach Davis not enough in the tank to kick out of it. Zach Davis will wrestle here for us here in about probably 50 minutes, folks. That was our 285-pound match, Zach
Five
Davis.
5 minutes, 2 seconds of outstanding, unbelievable wrestling, and just one slight move, and that's how quickly things can change here.
That is exactly right. His opponent in the next match is going to be Dylan Hendricks from Humboldt. He's a junior. He was beaten by Dean Broghammer from West Delaware, Manchester. So Dylan Hendricks from Humboldt.
We're going to go to
be his opponent.
We're going to move down now to the 106 wrestlebacks and the 113 wrestlebacks. Cody Smith from Davis County will be in the consolation side. We'll bring you that contest. Cody lost his opening match, Tech Fall, and we'll get that match set up for you.
Hurt you in my ear there, Scotty Fry. What was that? So we're Cody Smith from Davis County Bloomfield, the 113-pounder.
He'll be coming out in just a moment. Why don't we take a real quick break here, come back, and we'll reset things here at Wells Fargo Arena. You're listening to 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling coverage. Don't go anywhere.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
Left Foot Dirtworks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Left Foot Dirtworks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Left Foot Dirtworks at 641-226-2231.
B&W Plumbing and Heating of Albia is your local Rheem dealer. Call Rick at 932-5632 when it's time to update your heating and or cooling systems or for your repairs.
Catch the wave to Waters. We're going to treat you right.
Waters is Central Iowa's low overhead leader. Why can they sell for less? Well, their rent, water, and taxes are all lower for starters, so their prices are lower. Come into Waters for the best price in Central Iowa on new Buick and GMC trucks. Waters Autoland, 6569 North in Indianola.
Catch the wave to Waters. Waters Autoland.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament from Community First Credit Union's broadcast booth, broadcast suite, high above Matt's High Fidelity. And Jay Mill, I'm looking here on the KIIC website and looking at us live while I'm talking to you, streaming on Ustream.
You look good.
All right, Cody Smith from Davis County Bloomfield is the 113-pound competitor for Davis County Bloomfield. He's got a little buzzsaw action going here. He's in a tight match. It's 5-3 in the first period, and Cody is on the top position, and we are out of bounds. Cody Smith doing a real good job. He got taken down to start the match off, but he's battled back here now. He's at a 3-5 point with 36 seconds left in the first period. There's a sit-out switch. And I'll get a beat on who his opponent is here, Jason.
Cody Smith, I apologize. I had that up here just a second ago, Joe. And
that would be the wrestler from Harlan, Chris Hopkins. So Hopkins from Harlan and Smith. Cody Smith from Davis County Bloomfield. Now Smith's got him stretched out with 12 seconds left in the first period. Going to try to stretch him out with the scissors on the body. And that's a legal move, folks. You can put the scissors on the body. You can't put the scissors on the head. Can't quite get him turned over to get back points. As time expires, 5-3 the score at 113 pounds. Cody Smith trailing Chris Hopkins from Harlan at 113 pounds. This is an elimination match, folks. This match here, if it is a loss from here on out, if you hear us call a loss for a wrestler, his season is over.
The good news, a lot of the wrestlers are not going to be wrestling in these constellations. We're going to have a light constellation schedule here because we've had so many Southern Iowa wrestlers move on, Joe, in that first round. Just an unbelievable performance.
Yeah, it's going to give us a little bit of a break up here, Jason, because if you win, you don't have to wrestle again until tomorrow. Just heard a great shout-out from Jane Kamrick. She's the former Jane Hollenrake, and that's her nephew, or actually her great-nephew, that'd be her brother Jim's grandson, Jack, that upset number one. So Jack Leshen getting some shout-outs from Jane Kamrick. All right, meanwhile, Cody Smith from Davis County Bloomfield on his feet now, 5-3. Both wrestlers started this second period on their feet. Oh, and there's a dump there by Hopkins, and Hopkins with the dump. No points yet, but definitely on defense is Cody Smith. Well,
Cody doing a good job of fighting that off, but he's really in a mess.
That was a great job by Cody Smith to fight that off. I don't know how he did it, but
he's
got the cradle locked up. But he should have given it up when he had the chance. We've got a two-point takedown now for Chris Hopkins, and really Cody Smith just hung on to that too long. He hung on to it long enough to get out, but then he didn't let it go. And now just that quick, Cody gets the reversal, and now Cody's getting back points. It's 10-5 now, folks.
Set that shoulder back, Cody Smith. Now, Joe, he might be able to roll that over.
All right. It's either 10-5 or 10-8. It was a five-point move there by Hopkins because Cody Smith hung on too long. Let's see how many back points they're going to give him. Two.
Wow.
So 7-10.
Reversal or the takedown.
7-10. Yep. 7-10 is the score. Okay. Cody Smith in a roly-poly match here at 113 pounds. 17 points scored already in the first 3 minutes and 4 seconds of this match. Can't wait to see how this one turns out, folks, for you on 96.7 KIIC. the Davis County Mustangs bringing us some wrestling action and excitement here at the Well.
We got Tanner Pausch coming up for Sheraton, his consolation. Bradley Irwin as well. We'll keep an eye out for that. And 21-29, this next matchup we're going to bring. Keep an eye up on the board here. But right now, it's Cody Smith.
Hey, folks, in case you're just joining us, the Albia Blue Demons brought six wrestlers to the Wells Fargo Arena. There was some very tough matchups for the Blue Demons, but they got the first five through to the championship side. Zach Davis had a tough loss at 285, but he'll wrestle again here in a little bit. Meanwhile, Cody Smith stretches out his opponent. I think he's going to be able to score some back points here. He's got him stretched out. Are they going to give him the back points? Yes, two back points for Cody Smith. That narrows the lead to 9-10 with 6 seconds to go, folks, and 19 points in the first two periods, and we're not done scoring yet.
Oh, he's going to bring it back over.
Oh, man. Ran out of time there.
Wow.
So it's 9-10 going to the third period, and we're going to see who's got the most guts. Chris Hopkins from Harlan or Cody Smith from Davis County. The Bloomfield Mustang making those Davis County Mustangs proud.
Daggone, I'll tell you what, Cody Smith has been back and forth, relentless. 2 minutes to go here as we open up the third period.
We're going to have some interviews coming up with Coach Nick Pickerel and Bryson Brett Leshen here once Cody Davis gets done, if that's all right.
Sounds great. We'll go down that Tharp Funeral Home mic. Andy Robinson on the beat for us. But right now, Cody Smith trying to get it done. Tanner Pausch will be on deck along with Bradley Irwin of Centerville when we move to 132 in consolation.
Got Paul Heffron from Van Meter out there in Dallas County calling in and says, got KIIC on the internet. You're doing good. All right.
Atta Paul, boy, Paul.
Glad you're listening, Melrose boy. All right. Cody Smith, 9-10 in his match. There's 1:30 left in the third period. Cody Smith riding. He's a little bit high, but he's got the leg in. Now he tries to stretch him out. Oh,
if he can bring that back, he does. He had to tilt for a second.
He's a little bit out of position, folks. If he can chin him back, he's going to be able to get back points here. He's got it.
Oh, man, did not get the count.
Okay, just now he's going to put the half Nelson in on the other side. He's a little bit high. This is a roly-poly match here. It's Chris Hopkins from Harlan, Cody Smith from Davis County. It's a 9-10 score, and we have gone a minute without a score here, and that's the first time in this match that has happened.
There's a stall call
on Hopkins. So Smith working real, real hard. He's got the leg in now. Now he's going to try to lock the cradle up. He's trying to lock the cradle up, stretches him out with that leg. There's 45 seconds remaining here for the Davis County Mustang, Cody Smith. Ooh, and he's a little bit out of position here again. With only 38 seconds to go, I think he needs to get off those legs and tee out and try to make something happen here. Either that or cut him and try to take him down. With 32 seconds left, the Davis County coaches are off their chairs. We've got a stalemate. The Davis County coaches off their chairs admonishing Cody Smith what it is that he needs to do.
Well, you wonder now if maybe just giving the escape and going for the takedown is the right thing here, but... The way Cody Smith has been roly-poly here, you never know. Not going to discount anything. 10-9. He trails by one. Here's a stand-up. Stand-up there by his opponent, Smith.
Well, with 23 seconds to go, he needs to take him down and get some back points here. Either that or just cut him. But, oh, there's some more rolling action with 15 seconds to go. Man, I hate to see Cody Smith lose this one, have his season end as hard as he's fought in this match. But with 9 seconds to go, he's really got to do something.
Got to get him turned here. It's 7 seconds to go, 5 seconds.
Hopkins has got a hold of that leg. It could be a stalemate, but we're not going to have a win here for Davis County.
Wow, what a great
9-10. No scoring in the third period. That was a surprise with the 19 points scored in the first two periods. But, you know, Hopkins had that one-point lead, and he just kind of clammed up. He got called for stalling once, and... Hopkins from Harlan will wrestle tomorrow. Cody Smith, you're a junior. You'll be back next year. Congratulations on a great season there for the Davis County Mustang, the sole representative for the Davis County up here.
That was a lot of fun to watch. Unfortunately, it didn't come out the way we wanted it. But we're going to move to 21-29, the matchup for Tanner Pausch. He'll be coming out on the mat here in just a second at 132. And we'll move into 138 where we'll see Tyler Nance take the mat.
We've got a couple minutes here before Tanner Pausch takes the mat.
Let's go down to Andy Robinson, Joe.
Can you guys hear me?
Andy Robinson on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic. And Andy, you got some outstanding wrestlers down there with you.
Yeah, you guys, am I loud and clear?
Absolutely, Andy, you are. We can hear you.
We
heard you until you turned your mic off, that is, Andy. Turn that mic back on, we'll have you.
Feel like I'm in a commercial. Step back out in the
anything at all.
There you are, Andy.
Hey,
we got you now.
We're good. Are we good?
We're good
point,
now.
Point that bat wing at him. Which tunnel are you in? Left.
I don't even know where I'm at in Wells Fargo right now.
Are you?
Well, you just keep talking to the guys.
And Jason's getting a bat wing.
All right, you make sure, and you can hear me, so I'm on now. Here we go.
All right, you're loud and clear.
I got Dave Winger right here, Coach Winger. A lot of momentum going. Lesson boys, Dalton Folkerts. You know, I mean, Griffin O'Sing. We got upsets. We got momentum. We got Albia Blue Demon, masters of disaster out there. Talk to me, Coach.
Yep. Some round, you know, we feel bad that Zach didn't make it through, but you know what? He's got another chance, and we're gonna lift his spirits here and try to get him through here on the backside. But yeah, that was an enormous, enormous round. We just, like you said, we have to keep the momentum going into tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys got a lot of momentum going. You got a lot of fans behind you, and just you're up right now, Coach, and you got to be proud. You got to be real proud of your Albia wrestlers.
I'm always proud of these guys. You know, no matter, you know, what they do on the mat, I'm still proud of them, whether they win or lose. But it sure is a lot more sweet when we win, that's for sure. And I love them a little bit more when they win, I guess. But you know, this is what we train for, and it's no secret that these guys work hard. I mean, there's really no secret formula. I mean, we just work our tails off, and that's the result. So, you know, but I am concerned about tomorrow. We can't celebrate. We got to continue to move on, and we got to score points tomorrow. And if the guys like seeing their names or see our team up on the scoreboard there, you know, we got work to do tomorrow as well. So that'll be the focus tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're in fifth. Albia's in fifth place right now, and you guys worked all year long, and it's paying off for you, Coach.
Yeah, you can say we're if you want, Andy. You're one of us too. So yeah, we are in fifth or sixth, and like I said, we just got to keep scoring points here. So we're focusing on Zach now. So let's go, Zach.
Yeah, Zach Davis coming around in this consolation match. I hope he's ready to rock and roll, because he's gonna need some stuff. But real quick, we got Coach Nick Pickle right here for Albia, two-time state champ. He's got his nephews, and what's going through your mind right now, Uncle Nick?
Got to get these kids home. We got Zach has one more match. We got to get home, get some rest, get some food in us, and come back and have another round like we put together today. That first round, you know, I told the guys before we left the house today, I said, no matter what happens this first round, the next match is the most important. We had some big wins. We moved five on front side, but we didn't come here to win the match first round. Okay, we came here to do a lot bigger things, so we got to get them refocused. Okay, we can celebrate a little bit, but we gotta get refocused and get ready to go tomorrow at 3:30. So,
yeah, that's right. That's famous words and an excellent character of Nick Pickrell, Uncle Nick, as these guys call him. And right now, we got some Young Buck supporters out there, and that's all we got for down below. So, Jason and Joe, take it away.
Sounds good, Andy. We're gonna go right to action as Sheraton's gonna take the match. Tanner Pausch is gonna come out here on mat number two, and Scott. We're going to have Coach Eddie interview after this, hopefully. But this match brought to you by Sheraton Ford, Smith Body Shop, Iowa Realty, and the Heartland Public Adjusting.
Oh, yeah. We got all the live wrestling action coming your way here on 96.7 Sheraton Chargers. Here's Tanner Powell. She's out there on the mat competing. Just underway here, 132-pound consolation match. It's an elimination match for Tanner Pausch. Pausch's opponent here. I get a binocular on him. There's a nice spin move there by Pausch. Gets behind. Can't quite get back there. That looks like a Dallas Center Grimes wrestler to me as they go up. Nope, not Dallas Center.
It's supposed to pull up here on the website. It's a little slow getting to it.
Looks like a Tad Chapin from Denver Tripoli. So Chapin... and Pausch on their feet, 1:30 left here in first period action. Class 2A, 132-pound elimination match. So Tanner Pausch from the Sheraton Chargers. He's got all those folks back in Lucas County cheering him on. He's got a double underhook in here on Chapin from Denver Tripoli. Chapin trying to back out because position is in there for Pausch. They're off the mat, though. Oh, man, Tanner Pausch just about got that double underhook locked up. Oh, shot right off the whistle there by Chapin.
Chapin, 46 wins coming into tonight, Joe. He's an outstanding wrestler, and And Tanner got a really tough draw with the McChrystal from Sergeant Bluff Lutton. He had 46-0 record.
Well, there's a shot in there on a single leg by Chapin and a sprawl by Paus. Now, Paus is in a little bit of trouble here. If Chapin can get his head out with 51 seconds remaining in the first period, he will be able to score this takedown. Now, Paus just needs to hang on and try to get a stalemate out of this deal here. They are roly-poly. Paus is hanging on. I don't think he's going to be able to get out of this one. We got a potentially dangerous. I hope they call potentially dangerous here with Paus's head on the mat there. Chapin trying to come out the back, and with 28 seconds to go, he gets the two-point takedown. So nice job there by Tanner Paus fighting it off for about 50 seconds, but Chapin was in there just a little too deep, Jason.
We are just underway over here. Bradley Irwin at 132 taking on Aaron Schultz of Waynesburg, and Irwin in there on the single leg gets the takedown. He's out in front 2-0, 50 seconds gone by, first period. Bradley Irwin of Centerville.
All right, 2-0 we are over here at 132 pounds as the scoring closes out. The clock runs down out of the first period. We'll go to the second period, 2-0. Tanner Paus from Sheraton trailing.
Irwin over here on mat number 7, still out in front, 2-0. Now gives up the escape, leads 2-1, final 50 seconds of the opening period.
Tanner Paus will cover Chapin. It's Tad Chapin from Denver Tripoli with a 2-0 lead over Tanner Paus from Sheraton. Chapin's first move is a sit-out. Paus tries to stick the legs in. A great job by Chapin there. Catches the leg before he can get a put in. And Tanner Paus in danger of being reversed here by Tad Chapin from Denver Tripoli in the second period. 2-0 the score now. Chapin on top. And there is a two-point.
Well, Bradley Irwin over here,
a two-point near fall. Tanner Paus gets a two-point near fall.
Wow.
While he was turning through, Tad Chapin has his shoulders exposed to the mat long enough to get a two-point near fall, and that's huge, folks. It looked like Chapin was going to be able to get out, and Paus somehow got his leg in, exposed his shoulders to the mat for a quick two count, and gets the two-point near fall. 2-2 the score.
Bradley Irwin over here, and as time expires in the first period, Irwin with a 2-1 lead. Had a big single leg in, elevated all the way up to his chest on his opponent, Schultz. The Schultz wizard out of that and got out of the takedown move there by Irwin. Irwin out in front, 2-1 going into the second period. He's on bottom to start.
Those Williamsburg wrestlers are always tough over there, so good luck to Bradley Irwin. Meanwhile, Tanner Paus tries to get the legs back in here. He's on his rump. He is in control of the wrestler from Denver Tripoli, Tad Chapin. Chapin in danger, Paus in danger of getting rolled out of it now, but a really good job by Paus with the leg wrestling. And just when it looks like Chapin's going to be able to get out, come out the back door, Paus does something powerful. And now we've got an injury to Tad Chapin. That was a real good power move there by Tanner Paus. And it looks to me like we might have a shoulder injury on Tad Chapin. So injury timeout here in 132 pounds. We'll go back over here to Bradley Irwin.
Yep, and you keep an eye out for Tyler, and Nance will be coming up for Sheraton in his wrestle back. But Bradley Irwin right now out in front of Aaron Schultz, 3-1. A big
Tyler Nance is on the mat now. He is on the mat. He takes to the mat.
That match will be brought to you by Long Creek Outfitters, Interiors and More, and Piercebacher Funeral Home. Pre-plan now and take the stress away from your family. Those Sheraton sponsors.
All right. Well, Tyler Nance, he's a 138-pounder for the Sheraton Chargers. And quickly underway here, he gets taken down and put to his back here at 138 pounds. He's fighting off of his back, folks. Fighting off his back, and he will get off of his back. But it's a five-point move. So now Tanner Paus, excuse me. I'm watching the wrong mat there. It's Paus. Excuse me.
It is Nance,
and he does trail 5-0. I was watching the right match.
The other problem is we have two Tanners and one Tyler out there right now.
This is tongue-tied time for us. Bradley Irwin out in front here. Centerville fans, 3-1, 35 seconds to go in the second period. Now a takedown.
I'm going to bring in Tanner Paus right now. He's got Denver Tripoli's Tad Chapin rolled over on his back. It's Tanner Paus with 30 seconds to go in the second period. He's teed out and gets the pin with 20 seconds left in the second period. Way to go, Sheraton Charger job. Tanner Pouch gets the pin, and that is a great win for the Sheraton Chargers. Way to go. And now we can focus on Tyler Nance and Bradley Irwin.
Irwin, just as you were calling the Nance pin, Joe, just as quick as an eye can blink, Bradley Irwin, who was in control of that match, was reversed by Schultz and scored a pin. So Bradley Irwin, who looked like he was in control there, is a pin by Aaron Schultz of Williamsburg. And Irwin's season comes to an end with 36 wins on a sophomore season. He has a lot to be proud of.
Well, congratulations, Bradley Irwin, on your season. I'm sure you're not happy right now walking off the mat with your season over, but it was a good year for you. And Centerville Big Red fans can look forward to Bradley Irwin for three more years to come. All right, great job there by Tanner Pouse. Now, Tyler Nance. He trails this match by the score of 9-0. So there's been a lot of scoring since we left Tyler Nance there. He's a 138-pounder for the Sheraton Chargers. He's up against Steven Garcia from Sergeant Bluff. And Garcia has a little headgear issue here with 120 to go in the second period. Once again, it is a 9-0 deficit for Tyler Nance from Sheraton. Nance was beaten in the first round by Zach Scopet from Spirit Lake Park. It was Steven Garcia from Sergeant Bluff Luton going down by points decision to Eric Clark from Davenport Assumption. If you lose this round, folks, you are finished for your season. So if you hear us call a wrestler's loss, his season has been completed.
And the furthest they can go now at this point, Joe, is third place. Is that correct once you get in the consolation?
Yeah, if you lose one match here at Wells Fargo Arena, you still can wrestle back to third place, depending on when you lose. But, yeah, all these wrestlers can still accomplish a third-place finish. So, and every once in a while, you'll see a couple of wrestlers match up with each other for the third-place match that wrestled in the first round.
We are bringing you this consolation coverage two-way action here on our nightcap. It's been 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling all day long here from Wells Fargo Arena. And Nance,
he gets the escape there. Yep. Gets a point. It's 9-1 now at 138 pounds. Tyler Nance from Sheraton working hard there for the Chargers. Shot in there by Garcia. I almost called him Ramirez. But Joe, Garcia in there now on a single leg, and they're off the mat.
One thing that is a double for us when you win in those first matches, that gives us less things to broadcast during the second round of consolation, and that is a really good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have because it gives us time to recognize our sponsors a little bit more. Right now we're focusing on Tyler Nance's match from Sheraton. He's in a consolation elimination match here. It's Iowa High School Wrestling on 96.7 KIIC. Tyler Nance from the Sheraton Chargers is up against Garcia from Sergeant Bluff. Garcia gets a takedown there with 20 seconds to go in the second period. He moves ahead by the 10-point margin, 11-1. So Tyler Nance, he's a junior from the Sheraton squad. And now he gets up, tries to get an escape. Oh, and he gets taken down and put on his back. And there is back points being counted with 1 second to go, no time remaining in the second period. And that was a good deal for Tyler Nance. It was only a 2-point near fall for Tyler Nance there, or for Garcia.
Judd's Ranch House sponsoring this third and final period here. Located in Nakona, open Thursday through Sunday. Food and entertainment, nightly specials. And Mac Hardware, all your hardware needs. Echo Chainsaw Dealer. And don't forget to catch the Wave to Waters, Autoland, and Indianola, the Indianola Auto Group.
All right, while the Sheraton Chargers are wrestling, I need a shout out to John Chedister. John Chedister, yeah. A longtime garbage pickup man. He lives in Pleasantville now.
John is one of the best around. Super nice guy. Used to take and give all the kids suckers when he'd be on his route.
All right. Okay. We are in the third period, and here goes Garcia. He gets a dump and a takedown to extend the lead to 17-2. That is a tech fall. Tyler Nance goes down by the tech fall, and good season for Tyler Nance. Congratulations on making it to state, Tyler, and I want to thank all the Sheraton Charger fans for participating in our broadcast. And that would include Hardee's in Sheraton, the Sheraton Hy-Vee, and Midwest Heritage Bank.
Don't forget our friends over at Piercebacher Funeral Home. Pre-plan now and take the stress away from your family. Interiors and more for all your decorating needs. and the Long Creek Outfitters Western Wear. They can get you outfitted with what you need for that ride, and we've been on a ride tonight.
And no Sheraton Wrestling broadcast would be complete without mentioning Todd and Leland Shelton at Red Haw Realty. They can help with all your realty needs, residential or farm. That's Red Haw Realty in Sheraton.
I want to also give a big shout-out to Hammer Medical of Sheraton. They can help you with all your medical equipment needs after an injury or surgery. And Heartland Public Adjusting, Brent Johnson, helping you get the best insurance settlement. They work for you and not the insurance company.
And we don't want to forget Hobby Haven. 2/10 of an acre of hobbies for you and your family in Urbandale.
Don't All right. Forget the helpful smile that's in every aisle right there in Sheraton at the Sheraton Hy-Vee.
All right. Well, we are.
Buddy, I'll tell you, I looked through there. We got a long ways to go to find something to broadcast.
We got a chance.
Andy Robinson, you want to say something, buddy, on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic?
Well, I just don't want you to forget that I'm on the floor. You guys are lonely up there, and I'm lonely down here.
Well, you've been down there with all the sweat, the blood, the tears, the exuberance. Buddy, I'll take you, you can't help. You just walk in this place, have no care about wrestling at all, and you can't help but catch the emotional ride. And we lost him.
It has been a great day. We might right now, folks, send it back to the studio. It's Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers, assisted by the capable Andy Robinson and Joe Millage. He is the head man here, high above the mats in high fidelity, being brought to you by Community First Credit Union here. The name says it all, putting the community first. This is the state wrestling broadcast booth here at Wells Fargo Arena, the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships at Wells Fargo Arena. It's Class 2A Consolation Elimination Action. We've got a great match coming up for you featuring Zach Davis from Albia. And when we come back, we'll bring you that match.
Well, my Valentine is up here, my two Valentines, Scarlett and Kinnick, and your Valentine has made the way to the broadcast booth.
Oh, yeah. The ladies are in the house. Scarlett and Allison made it.
All right, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. Zach Davis at 285, you're on deck. But you're listening to 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling coverage right here on KIIC.
Hi, I'm Dan from Danco. Spring will be here soon, and now is the time to be thinking about spring sports. Danco is proud to be the leading athletic outfitter for high schools and leagues throughout Iowa and northern Missouri. To the serious athlete, we offer the expertise to help you find the best equipment and uniforms from the leading athletic brand. You can visit us on the Centerville Square, on the web at www.danco.com, or call our toll-free number 800-326-6261.
Red Haw Realty is a family-owned and operated business. For over 30 years, they've served the customers who are buying or selling real estate, settling an estate through a listing or an auction. Red Haw has some of the lowest commission rates available and no hidden charges. And their well-trained brokers can help you with relocation counseling and market expertise. Red Haw Realty is located on the east edge of Sheraton on Highway 34. Stop in and meet the experts or call Todd Shelton at 641-774-4242.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
They tell me we haven't talked about our deli sandwiches enough, that some people don't realize we will make a deli sandwich to their order.
Oh my, we have to take care of that. We have 12 deli meats and 14 cheeses to choose from.
And, of course, all kinds of condiments to add that special taste they want, all for $3.25 each.
Many people call ahead at 774-2131 or 1-800-479-1343 so that we have it ready when they get here. Some like to see our row of standing orders taped across the counter. They just call and we know exactly what they want.
However you do it, they are great. Try one. You'll enjoy it. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
Iowa Realty is Iowa's largest. Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton is ready to serve you. Hanson's has five realtors, all members of the National Association of Realtors, the Iowa Association of Realtors, and the Rathbun Board of Realtors. With interest rates low, get out of your rental and start earning equity. You can check inventory and calculate your monthly payments with their online mortgage calculator at iowarealtysheraton.com. To buy or sell farm, acreages, residential, or commercial, call Hanson's Iowa Realty at 641-775-4582.
Southern Iowa's premier hardware store, Mac Hardware, is the place to go for all your hardware needs. Shop Mac Hardware for Echo chainsaws. Mac has pro tools from Milwaukee Power Tools. Groom your place in the sun with Skag lawnmowers. And choose your color style with Valspar paints and varnishes. It's all at Mac Hardware, Highway 34 Bypass next to CNC Cycle. Open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 8 to 6. Thursdays open late, 8 to 8, and Sundays 11 to 4. That's right, open Sundays 11 to 4. Mac Hardware, Southern Iowa's premier hardware store.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting a community first.
Community First Credit Union.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Big night of wrestling here. It's been a big day. Joe Millage down on the mat. Andy Robson down along the mat. Joe Sinclair up here in the broadcast booth with me as we bring in this live coverage from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite, Hive on the Mats, Hive for the streaming all over the world. And don't forget to check out our new app, the new KIIC Thunderbolt app. And we have a shout-out connection on there. If you go to the bottom of the Thunderbolt app, it's free of charge. You scroll to the right, and you're going to find a little place where you can just click and record your message and send it off, and we can play it over the air. That's how cool it is.
That is cool. And, Jason, your voice is telling me that you're it's a 12-hour radio man, because we are into the 13th hour of radio broadcast for you here from the Wells Fargo Arena, and it has been a great day, folks. The Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets, they were the marquee Southern Iowa team here in Class 1A that we started off at 9 o'clock this morning. They have battled their way to, I believe it's a 7th place start in the first round. And then Oskaloosa Indians, kind of have to give them and Tumwa maybe shared billing as our favorites for the Southern Iowa teams here at the Wells Fargo Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Great job there by Carson Van Velser from Tumwa. He advanced, and Dane Jones, Caves. We had, I believe, three or four Oski wrestlers that advanced. And here in the nightcap, it's been a proud day for the Albia Blue Demons.
Unbelievable start. And Joe, you know,
and they're not done.
No, they're not done. And we got Zach Davis coming up here in just a few minutes. But, you know, Gilda Griffin Osing's match up there. Number, you know, number one guy. Griffin only one loss on the year. You know, that was an upset to win there for Griffin, a big time win. Now, you can't look ahead and you can't say, oh, well, that was the match we had to get to the top of the bracket. But
it was huge.
It was huge.
It was huge. It was a 152-pound matchup between undefeated Nick Georgian from Davenport Assumption. He got fourth place last year. I'm sure not looking to have the only blemish on his career here or his season this year be this one. But it was like Coach Cochran said earlier today when he was up here. He said, you know, it's not all bad to get beat at districts because it doesn't count. You're up here wrestling, you're competing, and everybody has got a 0-0 record when they come to Wells Fargo Arena. Now it's Griffin Osing with a 1-0 record and Nick Georgian from Davenport Assumption 0-1. So that was a big upset, another big upset. A top-ranked Lux there from South Tama. Jack Leshen got past him. And we've seen a couple number ones go down. Tri-County Montezuma's top-ranked 45-pounder was beaten in Class 1A as well. So, hey, it's great wrestling action. So glad to be able to bring it to you on the 96.7 Thunder Country Connection.
Well, Sheraton, we've talked about Albia and Eddyville, Blakesburg, and Oskaloosa, but Sheraton getting Tanner Pausch and Carter Isley, the freshman phenom, with a big win in his opening match, and a big day for Sheraton as well.
Oh, yeah, and don't count out either Fairfield. Yeah. Seth Davison getting it done. You had Aaron Crossett from Knoxville, a couple of Knoxville wrestlers getting it done. And the Centerville Big Reds, hey, how about that? Riley Denny with a pin there over Cale Stork from Harlan. And that Stork kid, he didn't know what happened to him. He thought he was about ready to get a reversal. And the next thing he knows, he's shrugging his shoulders, looking at his coach with a quizzed expression. He had been pinned by Riley Denny from Centerville.
That was just so quick. And that's what Riley Denny's been known for all year, he's a pinning artist. That happened so stinking quick. I don't think anybody in the house that was watching that seen that one coming.
Oh, man, it is going to be so great tomorrow on the championship side of these things, folks, because the competition just gets better and better and better. And the focus, zooming right in here, it's just a great day for wrestling here at Wells Fargo.
You look at the guys that got to the next round, Joe, and legitimately, you look up and down the entire roster of Southern Iowa wrestlers, and you say, hey, all these guys have shots at really not just getting up on the podium, but high up on that podium. And you look at the five Albia wrestlers right now that are on their way to tomorrow. All of them are sitting in a place where you can really say, hey, these guys can make that big-time run.
That's right, and there were 16 wrestlers at each weight bracket that came to the well here today. When we leave tonight, there will only be 12, and after the first round of consolation matches tomorrow, we'll be down to the only eight, and those will be the ones that will compete for the eight-place matches as we count down through this 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
We've had a chance to listen to the coaches from Pekin, from Albia, from, my mind went blank there, but we haven't heard from Sheraton. Joe Millage was able to catch up with Coach Eddie a little bit earlier tonight, Joe, and I think this would be a great time while we got a little break here. Hear what Coach Eddie had to say about Hearsay Chargers and their prospects for this tournament.
This would be a great post-facto look at this interview because the Sheraton Chargers have completed their day, and they've had some success.
Absolutely. Let's get to that interview and hear what Coach Eddie had to say about his team.
Here with Sheraton Charger head man Scott Eddy. And Scott, this is one of the most exciting times right now as we're down here on the mats. Fans are pouring in. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is what the kids work for all year. And you know, our kids have been working for it for a long time. So, you know, hopefully we can go out there and wrestle hard tonight and have a lot of fun doing it.
Come out of districts with three. What's been the mental state of your wrestlers this week? We already know their physical state. They're ready to wrestle. But how about mental?
Well, I think the whole key to coming up here, you know, with kids that have never been here before, and is just showing up and wrestling and opening up and wrestling, and that's what we got to do tonight.
What about the draws that you've got? Talk through those.
Well, everybody's pretty good up here, but we got a couple pretty solid kids at 32 and 38, and we got some kids there that wrestle some unique styles that can score a lot of points. So,
all right, Coach, congratulations getting three up here and.
Well, that is Coach Eddie. Joe Millage did a great job of catching up with him, and they did have some tough matches right out of the gate.
Tell by that interview that he was concerned with the draw that Tyler Nance and Tanner Pausch got at 38 and 32 pounds respectively. But, hey, Tyler Nance He got beat a couple times today, but no shame in that.
No
and
way.
Tanner Pausch did a great job getting past Ted Chapin from Denver Tripoli. Even got the pin on him there, so that was a great
that was
result.
A pin you just didn't see coming as well. If you looked at that match from the very beginning, you say, well, Pausch was a little bit of trouble, but that's why you never say quit, never say die, and why every tick matters, and he gets the pin, a big win for Sherritt.
That's right, and we're so glad to be able to bring it to you folks live here on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com, where you can download the Thunderbolt app. And, folks, in case you have been living under a rock, the International Olympic Committee had a vote to eliminate wrestling, the storied and historied sport that's been around since the beginning of the Olympic Games back in Athens, Greece, in medieval times, practically. The IOC voting to get rid of wrestling. That is a huge sport, not just in the United States, but also worldwide. Dan Gable and our own governor, Terry Branstad, have gone together. They're going to have a press conference tomorrow, and that press conference will be right here at Wells Fargo Arena, and then the governor will be making his way up here to our broadcast booth, and we will have that interview for you here tomorrow, folks, with Governor Branstad regarding the efforts by Governor Branstad, the state of Iowa, and Dan Gable, part of a coalition of a large group that I'm sure is going to try to put some political pressure onto the IOC to reverse that absurd decision.
Yeah, it really, Joe, wrestling is older than the Olympics itself. And to take that sport out, and you have so many other sports that you might call trivial.
Yeah, so.
All right, let's move along here. Colton Spohr is going to take the mat for Knoxville at 182 on mat number four. And Colton Spohr will...
He's up against Connor Nobish, I believe, from Clear Lake. I believe that's a Clear Lake singlet. So we're underway here. And it'll be Colton Spohr gets the first takedown. Takedown there for Spohr. Moving his way through there. Nice job by Spohr. Shot in there. There's a escape. Spohr... circling back around now.
Boy, good job of moving his feet.
Yep.
Be aggressive here. Come on, be aggressive.
Then gets back in on Clear Lake, and now with the second takedown, it's
great
a 4-1
job.
To one score.
Great job.
4-1 score for Colton Spohr as he motors through, and we'll get underway here.
Nice job there by Colton Spohr. 4-1 has a lead here. And we've got a slight delay to start to that broadcast. We're going to go right now. Colton Spohr will open the third and final period. He's got a 4-1 lead here. Big scoring moves there by Colton Spohr.
He is in a 182-pound consolation elimination match. His opponent, Connor Nobish from Clear Lake, covers him to start the third period. Nobish with the leg in, leg ride. And that's no problem for Colton Spohr. He's got the 4-1 lead. He's okay with that. He won't get called for stalling when that leg is in there. Now, Nobish gets rid of the leg, and Spohr is broken down. Nobish back on the leg again now. As we count down through 1:30 in the third period remaining in this match, Knoxville Panther, Colton Spohr, is trying to stave off elimination here. He's got a good lead here. It's a 3-point lead with 1:18 to go. Now, Spohr might need to be doing a little bit more as they get off the mat. And Spohr comes back to the center. He gets covered. He's got quite a bandage on his head there, Jason. Do you see that on Colton Spohr from Knoxville?
Yeah, it looks like...
I wonder if he had some type of an injury there.
Banged his head somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, he gets a good switch out, stand-up switch out,
and
gets the escape.
He's out. That makes the score 5-1 for Colton Spohr with 105 remaining in this 182-pound consolation match. It's Nobish from Clear Lake, Colton Spohr for Knoxville. Knoxville Panthers have advanced a couple of their wrestlers tonight.
Well,
doing a good job. And there's
a behind.
Great job by Spohr. Gets behind. Gets another two with the takedown, and that's 7-1. He's in control of this match with 42 seconds remaining.
Well, he went on a little tear there, ran out those 4 points we talked about a little bit earlier, but now he's in control here. Got to hang on for the final of 34 seconds out in front, 7-2 with the escape.
in the old 2-not-1 mentality. He cuts his opponent after a stand-up, and we're off the mat with 27 seconds to go, a 7-2 lead for Colton Spohr here from Knoxville, the senior with the 30-4 record, trying to go to 31-4 and wrestle his way back to a top three finish. So Colton Spohr now on his feet, 17 seconds to go, does a good job sprawling on a good shot there by Noshbish from Clear Lake. I want to thank Mark Fisher texting in from Clear Lake. Glad to have you listening here on the KIICradio.com and all the Clear Lake fans that might be listening here. This is the place, statewide, nationwide, worldwide, to get your wrestling action from the Iowa High School Championships. As a last-second takedown for Colton Spohr, he will wrestle tomorrow. Congratulations, Knoxville Panther Colton Spohr. Great win there, 9-2 with that last-second takedown. Superb job by Colton Spohr.
He came out and really put the takedowns on and finished really, really strong right there. And you like it when your wrestler gets a score right at the end when you have the lead like that. That really can set the tone for the next match.
Absolutely. And we're just about three matches away from old Zach Davis. Hey, hey, Zach, come on.
Come on, Big Zach. Well, let's take a quick timeout. We're going to come right back. Zach Davis is on deck, folks. The 285 final match of the night when we come back to the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. High above the mats, high fidelity. You're listening to 96.7 KIC, the sports leader in Southern Iowa.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
February is a month of love, and our customers at Barker Implement are in love with green, especially when it comes to saving some. And they also love making sure their green equipment looks and runs its best season after season. So we're sure they'll fall head over heels for savings 10% off John Deere stock ordered or stock parts. Plus, they can also save 10% off John Deere package oil and 12% off filters. Learn more about money-saving offers at ebarkers.com or any Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also...
All right, here we go from the well. Zach Davis on the mat. He's a 285-pounder for Albia against Dylan Hendricks from Humboldt. We're just underway. 150 left in the first period at 285 pounds. Zach Davis on his feet sparring with Hendricks from Humboldt. And Zach Davis gets his fingers in the face of Dylan Hendricks. 25 seconds gone here. First period action, class 2A, 285-pound elimination consolation match for Zach Davis. Oh, and a shuck by Hendricks takes down Zach Davis, and Davis just kind of got caught a little bit flat-footed there, Jason. 118 left here in the first period. See if Davis can work a stand-up here.
He's getting to his base, gets the knee elevated, but right back down to the mat. This match is brought to you by... Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt, Benton Place Apartments, Kness Manufacturing, and Belzer Equipment of Albia.
All right. Now Zach Davis at the edge of the mat with 58 seconds to go. Tries to get out of bounds. And works it out of bounds now. We're going to go to the center of the mat with 50 seconds remaining in the first period. The score 2-0. Humboldt on top of Albia. It's Davis trailing Hendricks, class 2A, 285 pounds, on 96.7. KIIC live Iowa high school wrestling action from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
Well, Zach will be our final contested match here. We want Zach to continue on to tomorrow. He's trailing 2-0 here.
Zach Davis wants to join his five teammates that are up here representing the Albia Blue Demons.
What a great story Zach has been. We heard earlier Coach Cocker talk about his wrestler Childs, and Zach Davis, it's a familiar story.
Yeah, Davis worked real hard to get down to 285, and right now, power half being put in there by Hendricks with 21 seconds to go. Good job by Zach Davis, post in the leg. And Davis needs to get to his base, get to his feet, and bust out of here with 15 seconds to go. Ooh, real hard crossface there by Hendricks. Almost could have been a penalty. There is a stall call against Zach Davis there, folks. So Zach Davis needing to get a little bit more done here for the Blue Demons. And we are out of time in the first period. So 2-0 the score for Zach Davis. He is the last match that we're going to bring you here tonight, the last live match. We will have plenty of wrap-up for you, though, folks.
Yeah, Jay Bill's got all the team scoring for us, and he'll get a breakdown of all the other information throughout the day.
All right.
Recap everything that happened here in the 2A action.
Hendricks from Humboldt covers take down. He will be covered by Zach Davis from Albia. Davis loads up on the right-hand side, puts a lot of pressure on the hips. And, you know, Zach Davis is a pinning machine.
Yes.
He could do anything from the top here. He breaks him down. Oh, there's a nice job by a tripod stand-up there by Hendricks. Hendricks tries a side roll. Davis back on the hips, not letting that happen. Now there's a tripod stand-up again.
Got that,
Davis drops
exposed
down to the leg. And don't know if this is going to be a stall call,
no.
But Davis cuts him before it happens. So 3-0 the score now. Zach Davis, he is in an elimination match, folks. The winner of this one here wrestles tomorrow. If your hand is not raised at the conclusion of this match, you are done for the season. So Zach Davis, the outstanding Albia senior, wrestling here at the state tournament. 3-0 trailing now with 1:10 to go in the second period. These two bulls are pummeling each other at the center of the mat. Zach Davis, with the 3-0 deficit, needs to work real hard here, try to set something up, either a throw or a single leg. Zach Davis, excellent wrestler on his feet, needs to make something happen here for the Blue Demons.
Time is not on his side here. He's got 48 seconds of second period. He hasn't had a big shot. Davis trailing 3-0.
Hendricks with an escape here in the second period. He opened the scoring in the first period with a nifty little shuck by, caught Davis a little bit flat-footed, and was able to get that takedown and ride out Zach Davis in the first period. Now Davis pummeling. They're trading inside position. Looks like Davis trying to set up some kind of a throw here, but with 24 seconds to go, needs to make something happen here. Second period action at 285 pounds. Zach Davis for the Albia Blue Demons gets bull-rushed back off the mat. So we'll reset it with 15 seconds to go. The wrestlers are on their feet. The official blows a whistle, and just a little circling going on here. And I'd like to see Zach Davis dive right in there. Come on, Zach. Make the Blue Demon team proud of you. All right, now Zach's getting in there, mixing it up. But time will expire in the second period with the score 3-0. As we go to the third period, Zach Davis will have his choice. Coach Winger tells him to take the down position. Davis gets set. Knees behind that line that's 12 inches behind that line that his hands are in front of. And the first move for Davis is a sit-out, and he's taken down to his belly by Hendricks. Now Davis working to get his base back. Hendricks bars the arm on the left side of Davis. Hendricks gets off the legs now. Hendricks way out front, tries a chicken wing now, and Davis, if he can get to his feet here, Hendricks a little bit out of position. Davis has already been warned for stalling once, and when he's behind by the 3-0 score, you got to wonder a little bit here maybe if he isn't starting to show some fatigue at 285 pounds. There's a half Nelson by Hendricks. Nelson trying to run that half, and be surprised if we don't see another stall call against Zach Davis here.
Zach's really got to make an attempt to get to his base here.
With 1:20 to go here in the third period, Zach Davis trailing 3-0.
There is a stall call.
And there is a point. It's a 4-0 score now for Dylan Hendricks from Humboldt. He leads. Now Zach's getting into motion. trying to get to his base. Come on, Zach. You got a minute to go. Exactly 1 minute to go left for Zach Davis in the third period here at Class 2A, 285 pounds. Hendricks, give him credit. He's working hard. He's got the butcher. He's way out front. If Davis could get to his base, I think he could grab that leg and get up.
If he could just
His head mashed down on the mat, and good job by Hendricks getting
now
behind.
Gets his knee. Now he's got to do it. Well, Davis just seems like the gas tank is running on empty.
Well, Zach Davis had a real tough match
in
the opening round. Don't know how he slept last night, but he's got 30 seconds to make something happen here. It's a 4-0 score.
Zach.
He trails. He's broken down onto his stomach. It's Hendricks from Humboldt on top, 4-0, and he's on top of Zach Davis. He's got him broken down to his stomach, trying to work that power half with 18 seconds to go. Zach Davis, time is running out with 14 seconds to go, tries to get to his base. Hendricks gets off of that power half, spins around behind, bars the arm on the right-hand side with 7 seconds to go. It's going to be a little too late for Zach Davis.
But
his day is over.
What a great story is Zach Davis. You just go back a couple of years ago, Joe, and he was nowhere near a weight to participate. He had to go in, and we talked to Coach Cochran about Childs and the fact that he was overweight as well going into the wrestling room. Knowing that you cannot participate in a contested match, and you still got to go in and fight off, go to practice, cut that weight and get down there, that is winning.
Well,
that is a winner.
Certainly a difficult conclusion to the Blue Demons' day, and a little bit of a disappointment there for Zach Davis. Really felt like he was going to be able to advance through today, but no shame there. Congratulations, Zach Davis. You had a great wrestling career for the Albia Blue Demons, and a tough loss there for Zach Davis.
Well, let's go over to Jay Mill and see if we can get some team scoring updates as we wind down here. Class 2A in the books. We've got 1A done, 3A's done, and 2A just finishing off here. Day one nearly in the book here at Wells Fargo Arena. And Joe Millage, you've been over there keeping the app information filled up and flowing, and let's get an update from you, buddy.
All right, well, Albia did start out as high as we looked early on as fourth place, and they've now dropped down to 10th place, not necessarily because of poor showings from Albia, but strong showings in the bottom half of the weight classes by some of these other schools. Davenport Assumptions in first place with 30 points, West Delaware, Delaware Manchester 23 points, and then Charles City with 22.5, Mediapolis with 20, and Albia weighs in at 10th with 10 points. So clearly a lot of movement will happen even yet tomorrow, but Albia's got a strong showing here as they advance 5 of their 6 wrestlers that they brought to state.
That was a very good finish. And folks, while we got a minute here, we'll mention some of our sponsors, and we will go through all of the local wrestlers that are going to be competing tomorrow, the ones that survived the rounds here today, the opening round and the first round of consolation elimination matches. Want to especially thank the wrestling sponsors from Sheraton. It's Sheraton Ford, also Smith Body Shop, Iowa Realty, Hanson's Iowa Realty 5, and Lucas County Health Center.
Grace Baptist Church, you can catch their services every Sunday at 10:30 and 6:30 p.m., and you can hear them right here on KIIC. Hammer Medical Supply of Sheraton, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Heartland Public Adjusting. See Brent Johnson for your insurance settlement needs. They take care of you and not the insurance company. And how about Millerton Cafe, buddy? That just makes me hungry.
Best pie around. Also, CNC Cycle, Harley-Davidson's, Midwest Heritage Bank, Sheraton Hy-Vee, Piercebacher Funeral Home, Interiors and More, and Long Creek Outfitters.
Sheridan Hardy's, Piper's, and I know they were busy today, the old-fashioned general store, handmade candies and deli sandwiches in Golden Furrow, and our friends at Danco.
Also, Hobby Haven in Urbandale, Red Haw Realty, Indianola Auto Group, Mack Hardware, and Judd's Ranch House. So, hey, the Class 1A folks that advanced, we'll start with the Class 1A 106 and 113 pounders of local interest. It was for
Briar Cochran. Boy, what a day for Moravia. They get two wrestlers up here. Brian Cochran at 106 gets things going. He got a tech fall, and he continues on.
Ryan Kale from Cardinal Community had a good job to be able to advance at 113 pounds for Cardinal Community. And he was joined by Eddieville Blakesburg's Jaron Glosser. Glosser with the win in the first round, along with Jake Hundros from Southeast Warren. He'll wrestle tomorrow.
Cody Brown unfortunately lost his two matches, but a great tournament for him, a great season for him as well.
We were following Jacob Heisel from Van Buren. He had a tough day today, and we moved to the 132-pound weight class, where Blake Maroff, he advances. Trey Buzik from Pleasantville did not. Got Jason Crosby through.
Absolutely, Jason Crosby.
At 138. Also, Dustin Miller from Cardinal Community. And then it was Ty Schneider from Southeast Warren at 100. I bumped a class.
That's right, buddy.
160, where Caden Dahl from Linville Sully was able to keep going. And was Tucker Black. He made it at 45.
And Austin Vogel at 152, Joe. That was one of the biggest matches of the entire day. Austin Vogel and that sudden victory win, and he moves on, and it was great having his coach up here to talk with him.
Absolutely. We also had
Tyler Faubert.
Yep.
That was a tough one. Here he is, the number one wrestler all season long. He loses his first match to Jake Hogan. You wonder how much that takes out of a guy that hasn't lost all year, and then he loses his second one as well. His night comes to an end, or his season comes to an end.
Josh Oder from Sigourney, Kyoto, he will continue at 145.
All right, we just bounced around some big time there. And
we still got the big boys for Class 1A to mention.
And Dylan Pigsley had a great tournament, but it ends tonight. And Tyler Schneider also ends his wrestling for the season tonight. Chance Wursta. Chance had two really tough matches at 220, and his season comes to an end, just a junior, so he'll be back next year. But moving on to the big guys, 285, Dylan Conley, also with a big win for Moravian. He wrestles on tomorrow in the championship bracket.
All right, we'll bring you a couple more sponsors here before we go to the Class 3A results. They were our afternoon session before we had the evening session here with Class 2A, and some of our sponsors, our prime sponsors, was Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home. Pins brought to you by Senate Piercebacher. Also, Bluff Creek Archery. Edward Jones, agent Brian Crosser in Albia. And Dewey Motor Company.
And you heard all those interviews along the mic, along the mat, brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home. Singer Tractor and Implement, Centerville Tractor and Implement, and Bloomfield Tractor and Implement bring you all this exclusive wrestling coverage.
All right. And we also would say... Ajinomoto Heartland, Falvey Lumber, Barker Implement, and the Sheraton Valley Rural Electrification Company.
Hy-Vee of Albia, number one supporter of juvenile diabetes. They'll have their big event coming up here in just a few short weeks. Monroe County Hospital, award-winning healthcare and patient satisfaction.
All right, in Class 3A, the local advancing wrestlers, John Giuffredi at 120 pounds, was joined by Nate Caves from Oskaloosa. We also advanced Joe McGinnis from Indianola, and do want to mention Chase Petty from Pella.
Yeah,
tough
really,
day for him, but
he
had a couple of buzzsaw matches there. At Class 3A, 138 pounds, Karsten Van Velser advances, as does Landon Blue.
Joe, one of the things that our fans can do right now is they can go to that new Thunderbolt app, and they can really follow the coverage the same way that we are bringing you all this updates. Joe Mill, we just talked to earlier, able to text these while we bring the coverage.
Also competing tomorrow for Indianola at 145, it will be Matt Victor. And at 152 pounds, we follow John Mullady from Iowa City West, has the Centerville connection with Joe and Diane Zappel. That's their grandson. We had Cody Jones from Oskaloosa at 160 pounds.
Joey lost his opening match, but in that consolation, got the big win. He continues on for another day.
Oh, yeah, and at 170 pounds, what a great job by the two Southern Iowa wrestlers. We brought you this action, folks, on 96.7. Andrew Landgrebe with the win, and for Mount Pleasant, that was Andrew Landgrebe from Oskaloosa, first-round win, and Jayden Phillips from Mount Pleasant, a great come-from-behind win in the consolation match. He avoided that loss. So good job.
Want to thank all the jock listeners for making us a part of their night as well, joining us on the broadcast today, and we'll be back at it again tomorrow. We'll ask you to come along again once again for the ride as we bring you this exclusive 2013 Iowa High School wrestling coverage.
Continuing right on down, Class 3A, 195 pounds, Dane Jones had a big win, and at 285 pounds, Colby Vlieger will wrestle tomorrow. Kevin Childs from Ottumwa, tough day for him, but he had a great season and a great career for your coach, Kevin Cochran. All right, now before we wrap it up here, folks, and give you the 2A continuing wrestlers. Want to finish talking about our great sponsors. It'd be Community First Credit Union bringing us this booth. They are a proud sponsor of Southern Iowa athletics of all types.
Right.
Wrestling, football, basketball, they're just a great sponsor
for
us. They
put the community first, no doubt about that. Belzer Equipment, Kness Manufacturing, Titan Machinery, bringing you this coverage tonight.
Also, Kness Manufacturing and Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt. Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, locally owned and operated. They have the best meat in town.
Benton Place Apartments, Lathrop Construction, People State Bank, Albia Motors, locally owned and operated Ford dealership, quietly doing business since 1950.
Also, I want to mention Summers Insurance. Let them shop for the best insurance coverage to fit your individual needs. Located on the north side of the Albee Square, along with First Iowa State Bank, B&W Plumbing and Heating, Dan and Pat Johnson, Hardee's of Albia.
And our friends at Quality Ag Quality. It says it all. Quality products, quality service from Quality Ag, located on Old 34 West of Albia. And it's time for the farmers to start thinking a little bit about spring, Joe.
It is time. A little frost eating going on here. Don't want to forget our great sponsors from Eddyville. Leffler Dirt Works, Ford's Grill in Eddyville, Cinef Auction Service, Eddyville Lumber.
First Iowa State Bank, you'll find them both in Albia and Eddyville. UGL, providing facility maintenance for Cargill. And our friends over at Ajinomoto Heartland USA, and they were texting in today as they listened while we brought that Rocket coverage.
And that was a great deal, folks, for us to be able to bring you this live high school wrestling action on 96.7 from the Wells Fargo Arena. It was a great day.
Let's take a look at where we were at today. 113 Davis County, Cody Smith was eliminated from competition after two back-to-back losses. A tough loss there. Boy, it was a really pulling match in that consolation matchup.
Yeah, he got beat. 19 points scored in the first two periods of that match, and he got shut out in the third.
It was Shadow Leshen at 120, starting the run for the Leshen boys, and starting Albia's big run. Shadow Leshen with a big decision, and Shadow found himself in an unfamiliar place. He found himself trailing right out of the gate.
Yeah, but he got along and got it done, along with Tanner Cowan from Centerville at 126, got a big 7-1 decision over Adam Benzing, and he'll wrestle tomorrow.
He'll take on Kyle White, 50-1. That's going to be a great matchup for Tanner Cowan. At 132, Tanner Pausch. How about that? He got a really tough matchup against Colton McChrystal, who was 46-0. He hung right in there, Joe. Held it to an 8-0 decision. But in that second matchup, that was a big one.
Yeah, and he got a pin over Tad Chapin from Denver Tripoli. And those folks from Denver, they're used to winning championships, not getting beaten to be eliminated on day one. Brad Irwin from Centerville got beaten first match by Jordan Chaleen from Greenfield and was eliminated by a second-round loss. So a little tough luck there for him. At 138 pounds, it was Tyler Nance from Sheraton. He got pinned in the first one, but a little bit of bad luck with a loss by Stephen Garcia in the second. Dalton Folkers for Albia at 145, got a 10-3 win. He'll wrestle again tomorrow.
Dalton was absolutely dominating in that contest, and really no signs that his thumb was sore at all. But that followed up a big win by Shadow Leshen and Bryce Leshen at 126. We didn't get that for everyone as well, but Bryce Leshen got the big win for Albia at 126. And that sent Griffin Osing out on the mat to take on the number one ranked Nick Georgian of Davenport Assumption. And looked like the walls were stacked against Griffin, but not to be done. Griffin Osing with a big-time win, and he'll set himself up for a nice big run starting tomorrow.
Really like Griffin Osing's chances, as well as I do Brett Leshen. Brett had a great job, hung on for a 1-0 win, and he'll wrestle tomorrow as well. He'll be joined tomorrow wrestling at Southern Iowa Wrestlers. You got Jack Leshen from Grinnell.
That was huge.
Yeah, Leshen knocked off a number one, so two number ones were knocked off here in Class 2A. Seth Davison from Fairfield will wrestle tomorrow, along with Aaron Crossett from Knoxville. All advanced. They'll wrestle tomorrow.
Colton Spore of Knoxville was pinned in his first contest, and then he had to take on Nosebitch of Clear Lake. And
really like to see that, yeah, that second round comeback. Shows a lot of heart for these wrestlers, taking care of business in the second round, staving off elimination. He'll be joined tomorrow by Carter Isley
absolutely
from Sheraton.
Dominated.
Isley had a dominating performance. Moved down to 195 pounds. And how about Riley Denny?
Joey, you know, he shocked everyone. Maybe I doubt himself, but Stork of Harlan certainly was a shock when the pin came, because no one in the house saw that one coming. At least this broadcaster didn't.
All right, and Fairfield's Jacob Meinert, he will wrestle tomorrow, and our very own Zach Davis ran into a couple of buzz saws at 285 to conclude our day. And as you heard it, we got a couple of top 10 teams here from Southern Iowa. Eddyville Blakesburg in 7th place. Your Albia Blue Demons in 10th. And I really like those two schools' chances to continue to climb instead of descend because of the quality of the wrestlers that they've got tomorrow.
And, you know, that's the key. Albia's, I think, in 10th spot right now. But they'll continue to climb as they continue to send wrestlers on the winning side. Want to thank all of you for making us a part of your night. Want to thank all of our great and tremendous sponsors who make this broadcast possible. Andy Robson, who joined us, Mac's side tonight. A great job out of him. Jay Mill putting together the technology, and there's no doubt about it, Joe Sinclair. We are blessed with the best broadcast suite, courtesy of Community First Credit Union. The best equipment and the technology just never ceases to amaze me.
Okay, let's tell you about tomorrow's sessions, folks. We are going to be here again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. It'll be Class 1A and 3A quarterfinals and consolations. Then at 3:30, we'll come back with the Class 2As. And there will also be some 1A semifinals and third-round consolations. That will be tomorrow at 3:30. And then we'll be back here tomorrow night from 8:30 until 10:45, bringing you the wrestling to almost midnight. And don't forget, folks, when we start that second session tomorrow, we will have Governor Branstad here in the broadcast booth talking about the silly IOC decision to eliminate wrestling from the Olympics. And we will have all this breaking news for you on 96.7 KIIC.
We'll have Joe Millage. We'll probably be over there at the getting some interviews during the conversation, Joe. And I'm looking forward to hearing what they have to say. This decision impacts not just the sport of wrestling, but it's a major economic potential hit to the state of Iowa because of the attention that wrestling has given here in the state.
Yeah, I'd like to think that we had a little something to do with that, with the request earlier on in the week.
Try that now, Joe. We got you mic'd up now.
That ain't going to work either, buddy. I'm telling you right now.
How about now? Check one, two.
There you are.
Okay. Sorry about that. You guys talking about all this technology. I got my something crossed. But anyway, you know, we asked the governor as soon as that decision came out to visit with us. And, you know, I'd like to think that maybe something lit a fire there at the governor's office. But, yeah, we'll have the governor and lieutenant governor tomorrow in this booth. And who knows, maybe Dan will come up too. I know you guys had Dan Gable in here in this booth last year talking wrestling. Had no idea what we'd be talking about this year. And
who would have thought that story? Like, you think about the storylines that we've covered in the past. The first female wrestler to wrestle a competitive match here at the Well, the storylines that we've been able to cover, and this may be one of the biggest.
All right. Well, it's been a great day on 96.7 at Wells Fargo Arena. We, once again, are the first ones here and the last ones to leave, like the dutiful radio broadcasters that you want us to be. It's Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, Andy Robinson, and Joe Millage bringing you the action from the Wells Fargo Arena. And, Jason, I'll let you wrap it up. What a great day of wrestling here. Southern Iowa did a great job today. Can't wait till tomorrow. We'll be back here at 9 o'clock sharp.
You are the walking dictionary of wrestling moves. Joe Sinclair, the best there is. And thank you to all of you from Community First Credit Union's broadcast booth, broadcast suite high above the mats, the empty mats here at Wells Fargo Arena. Day one in the books. We'll see you right back here. When they turn the lights on, you'll know we'll be on. And when they turn the lights off, you know we'll be going out of this building as well. You've been listening to 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling. Thanks to Scotty Fry, our executive producer back in Albia, for putting this together. Have a great evening.